93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
And today is Thursday, June 7th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, an early morning three-alarm fire in Chester, Delaware County has displaced 12 people, including children, from four separate homes. Firefighters received the first call at about 12:40 a.m. on Thursday for a fire in the 1100 block of Remington Street. When they arrived on the scene, heavy flames were coming from the third floor of the home, which was located on Remington. The flames spread to a neighboring home and then to two more homes in the rear that face White Street. Hmm. Officials say one person was trapped but was able to escape. Six adults and six children have been displaced. None were injured in the fire. Officials say 75 firefighters from six to eight nearby fire companies, including some from Delaware, responded to help fight the fire. One firefighter did suffer a minor injury, but he was evaluated at the scene. The two homes that face Remington Street are said to be a total loss, and the fire remains under investigation. The annual Family Fun Day at Robert B. Pollock Elementary School ended with police responding to an alleged assault on the vice principal and principal by one of the students' mother and father.
Fun!
Philadelphia Police Lieutenant Dennis Rosenbaum said it began when a parent attending the event did not follow the proper protocol for an early dismissal for their child. The mother and the child refused and started an argument, said Rosenbaum. She assaulted the assistant principal. The principal saw what was happening and intervened, and then the father assaulted him. All of this while the children were watching.
Jesus.
Now, recently, parents have voiced their concern about leadership at the school. iPads donated to help children with autism were returned after the organizer of the foundation that donated them said he found that they were sitting in a closet unused. Sammy Sanchez, a Philadelphia police officer who runs the foundation Bowling for iPads, said that he was shocked that the principal said the school did not need them. The school district said that there were technical issues, so the iPads were returned. The iPads plus other concerns from parents sparked a protest just a few weeks ago where they demanded new leadership, calling for the ousting of the principal. Police said Wednesday's alleged assault was not related to the recent grievances. The assistant principal and principal did not go to the hospital, but they reportedly suffered some cuts and bruises, and students were sent home with a note detailing the incident.
I don't even understand why the iPad thing is part of this story. You know what I mean?
They were just saying there's been problems at the school.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know where that is coming from.
Well, maybe as they're beating the guy out there. What about the iPad?
I
think just that the school has been and the administrators have been in the news lately. Yeah, right. The point.
Well, I don't know if it's a deflection going. All right, listen, but. These guys are messing up too, but the reality is like these two people were assaulted for no reason, iPads or not. It's a little ridiculous.
A gang of thieves that targets places where they know where women will leave their purses unattended, like baseball games, daycare centers, and gyms, has recently struck various locations in Bucks County again.
No.
6ABC reports that last week has been a nightmare for Lisa Ganey of Yardley. Last Wednesday evening, she was watching her son play Little League at a baseball field in Morrisville. Meantime, thieves, police believe to be associated with the so-called Felony Lane gang, broke the window of her car and stole her purse and camera bag. This is everywhere. Days later, the funds were gone from the bank account and two withdrawals from Delaware. So she said that she noticed that there were withdrawals for $2,500 each, two different ones that took place on Thursday. A few days later, the thieves withdrew $4,500 from her savings. She said it was her complete savings. They wiped her out.
When you leave your car, do you ever leave your pocketbook in the car for any reason?
There have been times
I just wanted to know if I have an option of stealing your
No, like I will take like I'll have like a stack of papers that are sitting on my front seat and I'll put them in the trunk if I go somewhere.
Right.
Like my friends make fun of me because I put everything in the trunk. But I will say there have been times where I've quickly like tossed it on the floor and ran. Even if it's just in my driveway, my car's running, like run into my house, grab something, whatever. But I mean, I'm pretty good about this. But specifically because this gang, I mean, it was a few years ago. They were in
the mall, right?
Well, they were at the mall. They were in Plymouth Township, and then some of them were busted in Chester County, right by the mall on I think it was like Sweetland Road. There's that Mealy's, I think, in that shopping center there.
Yeah,
they
that
busted
sounds
them.
Familiar. Yeah.
So if you're going to be more than like you're saying a couple of minutes, you'll throw it down on the floor and go in and get something.
But rarely, and now that this story's out, forget it.
There you
go.
Way.
No, I'll have it on me.
Just take the extra time.
Yeah, so there were two other thefts at the baseball field that same night. They said that thousands were withdrawn from their account as well. Morrisville Borough Police Chief George McClay has little doubt that this is the Felony Lane gang. He says that they'll go to fields, they'll go to daycares, they'll go to movie theaters, and they'll hit 2 to 3 cars at a time, just like they did that night. Now, photos released show a woman believed to be associated with the group at the at a bank drive-thru in Delaware County. McClay says that the they cost the victims and banks millions upon millions of dollars in losses, and yet the crime is completely preventable. Take your purse with you, McClay says. Don't leave it behind.
Preston, would you be my Doc Holliday as we go after the felony?
I'm ready, man. Yeah. I'll be your Huckleberry. Yeah.
I think we need to bring the law down on these people.
But when they were here a few years ago, I mean, they hit a number of spots. Like, you think, okay, now this is in the news. They're going to take off. They're going to be gone. Last time, they didn't. They hit
a lot.
They seem to
take, like, they take a small break and then start up again. But the amount of money stolen, as you're relaying, is formidable.
Yeah, and they have they say that they're very well organized. They're actually out of Florida, and they're very well organized.
Any idea, like, how many people are involved?
Oh, it's a ton of people. And if anybody gets in trouble and gets arrested, they're bailed out immediately.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Yeah. Remember the Traveling Irish?
Yes.
They sort of came into the area.
Yeah.
And it's a similar sort of thing. They were definitely organized.
Yeah.
Is there a head of the organization?
Whoever it is in
Darth
Florida.
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
No, but there would be a head of the organization, as there were, I assume, there we go.
I want you to steal the pocketbook.
My sister-in-law was hit. She got her purse stolen. She was at a baseball field. She had left, and she left it in the back, like even in the trunk, but she didn't have one of those pullovers that hid that there was something in the trunk, and they grabbed it. And even though they notified their bank, they were still able to get money out of her bank account, and it took them, I want to say, over a year to get their money back.
That blows.
Yeah.
Freaking thieves.
Yes.
Yep, exactly. So
it's America's pastime, by the way.
Yeah, bottom line, just take your purse with you. If you have anything in the car, just stick it in the
trunk. I'm buying a purse just to take it with me.
All right.
Little clutch.
Yeah. Something that looks smart.
Sure.
Don't buy something. I have plenty. I'll bring something
you.
In.
Yay.
All right, in sports this morning.
Sacks are yummy.
Sacks are yummy.
Jason Hayward hit a game-ending grand slam off Adam Morgan to give the Chicago Cubs a 7-5 win over the Phillies last night at Wrigley Field. Hayward's drive sent the Cubs to their 8th win in 10 games, and it came after the Phillies' Dylan Cozens hit a tie-breaking 2-run home run against closer Brandon Morrow in the top of the 9th. The
Cousins,
series,
sorry,
Cousins. Yeah. The series wraps up this afternoon, and Nick Pivetta gets the start. Game time is at 2:20. Kevin Durant scored a career-high 43 points, and the Warriors beat LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers 110-102 in Game 3 of the NBA Finals on Wednesday night to move within one win of a sweep, their second straight title and third championship in 4 years. In the history of the NBA, teams that have fallen behind 3-0 in the playoffs are 0-131.
So the odds are with them.
The odds are with them. Game 4 is tomorrow night in Cleveland. The Stanley Cup Finals can also end tonight with the Washington Capitals traveling to Las Vegas to play the Golden Knights in Game 5. The Caps lead the series 3-1 and can win the first cup in the team's 43-year history with a win tonight. Game time is at 8 o'clock, and the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, right.
And that's what I have for you this morning.
Thank you, Kathy. So we're set for a radio program today. Our friend Jay Farrow is going to be stopping by. He's performing at Punchline tonight, Friday and Saturday night. He's very, very funny. We've had him. Have we had him by here twice?
We've had him by here, I think, at least. Yeah, twice.
Yeah, at least two
times.
He's great. Yeah, he's great. So we'll spend some time with him in the 8 o'clock hour. We're also going to have a hottie cam this morning. Now, what's the status of our voting, Kathy Romano, of our Phillies Hottest? We up and running or what?
It should be up.
It should be up.
So
we're going to celebrate the opening of voting of Daisy Dukes and Cowboy Boots, Phillies Hottest. And Kathy's going to check. We've got some systems that have been tweaked a little bit as far as the voting goes. And we're going to celebrate with a hottie cam from Cowtown Rodeo today.
I love this.
Yeah.
And Preston, I actually, little inside tip here. It was actually up the gallery last night.
Okay.
We didn't formally announce it.
Good.
So I perused. Very nice.
Nice. Excellent. So we're going to have girls Amy and Kelsey modeling Cowtown Cowboy Outfitters, you know, and all they have, as well as Cowboy Nick.
Cowboy Nick
will be here, too.
What about Cowboy Curtis?
From Brookings, South Dakota, representing Cowtown Rodeo as well. So it's not just Cowtown Cowboy Outfitters, but Cowtown Rodeo as well.
Do you know how many people go to that? That's a really popular thing. I mean, like, it's a full-blown, real-deal rodeo. And it's a big attraction.
Been around for ages.
Yeah.
So we're happy that they're coming in this morning, which is pretty cool. So we have that. And we also have to do the coolest teacher.
Yes.
And here's the deal with this. So we are going to draw two more, and then we're done. So we'll do another school today, and then one on Friday. We'll give the weekend voting, and then Monday we will wrap it up, and we will be done this year for the coolest teacher there. That's what I've been told.
It doesn't work so well if all the students are off for the summer.
Yeah. So we're gonna announce essentially this winter, and then two more, and then that is it, and we will be done for the year.
All right.
So the school that we chose yesterday was Gwinnett Mercy.
Excuse me.
Gwinnett Mercy Academy, yes, and we are now ready to reveal who our winner is. The student body texted in furiously and let us know that this year's coolest teacher is Miss Caitlin Fasano. Yep. Miss Fasano is an alum of the school. She graduated in 2009.
That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, and she's a technology teacher.
Uh-huh.
So we've had one or two of those this year. And by the way, her mom is the athletic director at Gwinnett. So it's a full family affair.
Yes.
There's
a sitcom there somewhere, Preston.
So congratulations to Miss Caitlin Fasano, class of 2009, current technology teacher at Gwinnett Mercy Academy. You are the coolest teacher of the year so far. I'm sure there's a lot of cool teachers there, but you've been singled out.
That's awesome.
We are going to set you up with the Preston and Steve not totally office calendar. We're going to give you the...
Why not?
I glanced at the gallery of the hottest as Nick has pulled that up, and my mind went there. No, we're going to give you the coolest teacher of the year coffee mug, and we're also going to give you a $25 Rita's Water Ice gift card, who is sponsoring the coolest teacher of the year. And we're going to give you some free turkey bacon and $50 cash from Godshall's, the real wood-smoked turkey bacon. And don't forget, the Rita's Water Ice gift cards make a great teacher's gift. So get one today for somebody who is special in your life.
Excellent.
And Ms. Fasano, if you want to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you this morning and just pick your brain a little bit and see who you are and what you're all about.
Casey.
What?
Gets the honor today.
Oh, yes, he does.
Selecting.
Ooh. Yes, he
will
does.
Will it end with me?
It will end with me.
It ends with you.
It ends with me.
There can be only one.
Can be only one.
All right, Case. Me. Who's it going to be, man?
I don't know. Let's find out.
He's closing his eyes.
I want it to be a good one.
Reaching into the jar.
We've had some really stellar ones this
time
around. I know,
but I've had some stinkers
You've had
as well.
Some stinkers, but still wonderful in their stinkitude.
Yeah. All right, come on. That finish.
All right, here we go. He's got a name.
Okay. All right, I can go with this. All right, I'm down with this one. We're going to go to Montgomery County. We're going to go to Methacton High School in Eagleville, Pennsylvania.
Methacton.
You know who lives in the Methacton School District?
Who does?
Sick. Matt Cowper.
Matt Cowper.
Yes.
That's right.
Am I an alum?
No. I don't know.
No, he went to William Tennant, but...
All right.
But I can't come in today. I'm sick.
Methacton High School, it's up to you guys. We got to hear who the coolest teacher of the past year has been. So we got you, man. All you got to do is text us. Text word teacher followed by the teacher's name to 39333. One vote per phone number. If you happen to let the people know in the front office and they want to make announcements and pass that along on their social media or whatever, make sure that they know how to do it, okay? Text the word teacher first, then the teacher's name to 39333. You have till about, I don't know, 5:30 tomorrow morning to do it. So get on that. We want to hear from you, Methacton High School. Good luck to you. Hey, can I put, I want to point something out.
We had
the circus come by.
Yes.
And they brought in these little red noses.
Right. Yeah.
And Kathy has one on her microphone stand.
Yes.
Oh. Did you even realize that was there?
Yeah, put it there.
Okay. All right. I was just looking at that.
I turned mine into a little Pac-Man.
And it's made me think that since Kathy's decorating her mic stand like that, should I do like Steven Tyler and start hanging scarves?
Yeah, I love that.
My mic stand.
We should all personalize because we all have our bracelets that Emma sent us.
Yeah, Emma. Yeah. Emma sent us these bracelets and they're on our microphone
stands. I've wanted to rhinestone my name
we put our names here. I want us to put rhinestones on
let's
it.
Let's personalize. The way you, we don't have rooms to decorate here.
Yeah. But like
so
our
let's
locker.
Decorate our mic stand.
Yeah, did you decorate your locker in high school?
Of course you did.
No, yes you did.
You had the dry erase reminder thing with the
mine
mirror.
Mine was so organized. I had the books completely organized. The binders completely organized. On the top was my lunch.
Of course it
that
was.
That makes more sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was talking to my sons about their locker, and I'm like, you got anything? And he's like, no, we don't really... You carry backpacks now, so they get all their stuff with them, and they don't really go to their locker too much. So
why do they
locker
do that?
Locker was home base, man. That was
everything was in the locker.
I had a locker partner as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was
great. It was, you know, my best friend Howard at the time, and we were locker partners through high school.
You both shared one locker?
Yeah.
Wow. You remember your combo?
Oh, really?
But they were pretty big now. No. Well, I had the same lock.
For all those years,
and I don't remember the... I still have it at home. You do?
36-24-8.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
I wish I remembered it, man.
Wait, so why do... I do see the kids with, like, giant backpacks with everything in it. Why do they not use their lockers in
because
school anymore?
They're fitness kids, right? So all these kids today, they like to just walk around with... It's like walking around with a weight vest.
No, was that really the reason?
No, that's not really the reason at all.
All right, look, I have a scarf on my mic stand. Look, I can swing it around.
Oh, wow.
I can pull it like this.
You can do some real cool rock moves with it now.
Woo! Yeah.
Where did you get
it?
Marissa gave it to me.
Wow.
Could drape it over my shoulder like this.
Yeah, there you go. Nice.
Now I need a little hanky like Meatloaf had.
You need one of those?
And there you go.
You need to put your lit cigarette in the stand as you're talking.
They do with the guitar.
The guitar, yeah, the whole thing, yeah.
All right.
Real rockers.
All right, anyhow, we'll work on that. Listen, we got to take a break because we're going to come back and I have some stories from the world of entertainment and a stupid question and some stuff to give away. We'll be back. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Here is the gift for your dad for Father's Day. Gang, I speak from experience. I got this gift myself, and it is fantastic from Omaha Steaks. I'm a griller. Maybe he's a griller. You got to get him this. 78% off for this special Father's Day Omaha Steaks gift package. It includes, get this, 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a pound of steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and for this deal, you get 4 more grill-ready Omaha Steaks burgers for free with the purchase. Now, you get this all for $49.99, but here's what you have to do. You have to go to omahasteaks.com, type Gadzooks in the search bar, and add the Father's Day package to your cart. Remember, it's a limited time and only $49.99, but you have to go to omahasteaks.com, type Gadzooks in the search bar, and add the Father's Day package to your cart. Grab your dad and fire up the grill. Don't wait.
Are you ready for love? If so, Steven makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Steven Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStevenSinger.com.
Hey, give Dad some peace and quiet this Father's Day with a gift card from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Over 50 locations in Delaware, South Jersey, Philadelphia, including the Lehigh Valley to choose from. Go to handandstone.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, so we're going to do a stupid question this morning. Give away a pair of tickets to see Stills and Collins, June 23rd at the Tropicana Showroom. The question I have for you this morning, I just pulled it out. I didn't have one ready till like 2 seconds ago. But this is a good one. What is the name for a person who studies mushrooms?
Name for a person who studies mushrooms.
Folks in Kennett Square ought to get this one right.
Yeah.
215-263-WMMR. What's the name of a person who studies mushrooms? 215-263-WMMR.
Did you pick up the board game Mushroom Pursuit?
No, I did not. Oh. So, no, it's not a fun guy, Casey.
Okay.
No, that's incorrect. All right, so birthdays today.
Wah, 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 wah.
Hey. It was actually not bad, Casey. Not bad.
I enjoyed it.
while we're waiting for the answer, we'll go through some birthdays today. Dave Navarro, Jane's Addiction, is 51 years old today. He was also in the Chili Peppers.
Yes, he was.
Just a moment or two.
And he's big on the Ink Masters shows.
Yeah, he's carved out a little career over there.
Which one is he on? Is he Ink Masters?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, so 51 years old today. A guy who was in town very recently, played our show, the MMRBQ, Mr. Eric Kretz, drummer for Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes.
He is 52 years old today.
Very impressive.
The great Tom Jones.
Whoa!
That is right.
I wasn't ready.
Big, come on. Big Tom. I love Tom Jones.
Man, that would be a get. To get an interview with Tom Jones.
It'd be the best.
Because he is and has been called the British or Welsh Elvis Presley.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that if he were to come through town, we'd have no problem getting him. He seems
we'd
like
have
that.
A blast.
I think he's that type of guy.
Yeah.
But he's celebrating his 78th birthday today. And a couple of years ago, he made an appearance on the Grammys, and dude has still got the pipes, man.
Absolutely, man.
He can just...
The voice has never changed, though.
He can belt it out. Yeah.
I'm Tom Jones.
He speaks that way.
I'm Tom Jones.
Yeah. So he's 78 years old today. It's also Liam Neeson's birthday today.
I've got full-blown AIDS.
Yeah, he's got full-blown AIDS.
It's quite a laugh.
Yeah. But so many great movies. So many of them. Schindler's List being one of the absolute tops in his list.
The second breath of air got into his career from the movie Taken.
Yeah, it did.
All right, so you know, Casey, we're huge fans of The Gray.
Yeah, it's the first thing I thought of.
I think it is a must-see guy movie.
Yeah.
I know you went about 10 minutes into it and got massively depressed quickly.
I did because my family was out of town and I was home alone and I started watching it and I'm like, I don't want to watch this. I'm already depressed because nobody's around.
It's almost better because you'll end up crying.
Yeah.
But it's so well done and Frank Grillo is excellent in
it.
Yeah.
And you know what, Preston? As far as depression is concerned, it doesn't get better as the movie goes on.
That's the funny part. That's the part you're watching is the funny part.
God. It actually gets worse and worse and worse.
You're going to die. You're bleeding out. You're going to die now. There's nothing we can do for you.
Yeah.
You're just going to die.
Liam Neeson, MD.
I'm like, dear God. Yeah.
So what are you doing to this guy?
You're going to die.
Yes.
I hope your insurance is paid up, and you may want to kiss your wife goodbye.
And this is what,
thanks for coming.
This isn't like a guy he hates or anything.
No.
You know,
when the plane crashes, he just wants to be frank with the guy.
Okay. But the poem, and I don't remember.
He has a bad bedside manner.
The poem, apparently his father had written one last time into the fray. Like that's one. I'm not like a poetry guy, but the way the poem gets recited a couple of different times in the movie. I'm like, oh wow,
once more into the fray.
Yeah.
To live and die
on
in
this
LA.
Day.
On this day, yeah.
Yes.
In L.A.
Born and raised in L.A.
Yeah.
Who's got a hay.
Yep.
Live and die on this day.
So Liam Neeson is 66 today. Great guy. Man, were we taken by him when he came by. Carl Urban.
Yes.
He's kind of that guy, if you don't know the name right off the bat. He played Dr. McCoy in the new Star Trek versions. He was in Lord of the Rings. He's done Doom. He was in Thor Ragnarok as well.
He was in to promote, the last time he was in to promote Dredd.
Yeah.
He played Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
Have you seen that yet, Preston?
Just little parts of it. I need to watch the whole thing.
You're going
to
love it.
And he's in a relationship with the gal I really like, Katie Sackhoff.
Oh, we love Katie Sackhoff. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. She was in Battlestar Galactica.
Starbuck.
Yeah. She's 46 today. Anna Kournikova, the tennis player, is 37 years old.
Ace King. Yeah.
Looks good.
But never wins.
That's a good analogy.
The great Bill Hader.
Ah.
Is 39 years
old.
So,
Barry, did anybody but me watch Barry?
I watched the whole thing. I two episodes.
Press,
I thought it was very well done.
It's palatable because it's a half hour long.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a comedy. It's a dark comedy. And actually, most of the comedy comes from, like, the Russian mafia.
It's very dark.
If anything. Yeah. But I really, really enjoyed it.
Okay.
And so the first season is over now.
Bill Hader, 39 years old today. Michael Cera. He's been by here as well.
Yes.
When he was promoting Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which is a movie I love.
They were in Superbad together. Bill Hader had the scene with the cop and Seth Rogen and McLovin. And
Yep.
They were like, they looked like little kids when they were here.
Yeah. Michael Cera looks like a little kid.
Michael Cera and who else was here? Anna.
Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick and Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah.
That was a pretty cool 1-2-3
It was really cool.
With those guys here together. But they did.
And Anna Kendrick really didn't get a word in edgewise because they were just going crazy.
And Anna Kendrick was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, she
was. Time for Up in the Air.
Yeah, yeah.
So Michael Cera is 30. And it's AI's birthday
today. Oh, that's right.
Allen Iverson turns 43 years old today. Where does he live now?
He's here a lot. I don't know that he has a house here anymore, but he's here a lot, and he's really active on social media now.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah, on Instagram. That.
That's kind of interesting.
All right, let's go to the phones and see if we can find an answer to this question. What is the name of a person who studies mushrooms? 215-263-WMMR. Hey, it's Caitlin.
Caitlin?
Hey, Caitlin, how are you?
I'm good.
How I'm good, Preston. How are you?
Exactly spelled the right way.
Ah, very nice.
So, Caitlin, what is the name for a person who studies mushrooms?
That would be a mycologist.
A mycologist. Ah.
I never would have gotten that.
You are correct, Caitlin. Hang on. For you, we have a pair of tickets to see Stills and Collins June 23rd at the Tropicana Showroom in Atlantic City. You can visit Tropicana.net, by the way. So we're going to lead with some Kardashian news. Believe it or not, Donald Trump commuted the sentence of Alice Johnson, a low-level drug offender. Kim Kardashian had been working to have the great-grandmother's life sentence commuted after she had met with Trump last week at the White House to discuss her effort. Their conversation has been credited by many as the reason behind the commutation. Both Trump and Kardashian were widely mocked for the meeting. The press coverage for the meeting was then also lambasted on social media. The New York Post drew outrage with the headlines, Trump meets Rump. And the other big-ass summit.
hey, it works for me.
But Kardashian tweeted her delight at the decision, writing, best news ever.
Ever.
She followed it up, tweeting, so grateful to Donald Trump, Jared Kushner, and everyone who has showed compassion and contributed countless hours to this important moment for Miss Alice Marie Johnson. Her commutation is inspirational and gives hope to so many others who are also deserving a second chance.
Well, there you go.
Reminds me, why was Kim Kardashian involved with this?
I don't know how this was brought to her attention.
She saw a news story on this woman and got caught up in it. That's what she says.
Okay.
And then she started to pay for an investigative team and all the stuff to look into her case and got swept up in it and led all the way to the White House, where apparently it worked.
I didn't look too much into this woman's story. I mean, a life sentence is very, very harsh, but she was apparently moving 71 kilos of cocaine.
Oh, so she had...
That's not a light drug offense.
It's not a light drug offense.
That's a whole lot of cocaine.
She had fallen on hard times, yeah. And so she was in this web of stuff, but it wasn't like she was just caught with like a dime bag.
Right, right.
Who was that female drug lord?
Oh my God, that's a fascinating story.
Yeah, what was her name?
I forget.
I think Catherine Zeta-Jones played her in like one of those movies or whatever.
Watch the real documentary on her with the footage.
It's crazy.
Oh, beyond brutal.
Yeah. But in the movie Traffic? Is that the movie?
No.
Well, anyway, for this, it was President Trump commuted her sentence, didn't pardon her. So she's still guilty.
Yeah.
She's just allowed to leave prison.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Okay. Yeah.
If he had pardoned her, it would have been like all her sins washed away.
Been erased, yeah. So he's working on that with like Martha Stewart.
Exactly.
Even though Martha Stewart isn't in jail,
right.
He's just going to expunge it from her record,
so she can get a car again. She needs to drive to work. She needs to have her license back, Preston.
Griselda.
Griselda.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Preston, she's like this mom who is nine levels of drug lord violent. Unbelievable.
I mean, how you would view a typical drug lord just because she's a female didn't matter. I mean, she was going in with weapons and...
But she had this outward persona of just a...
Well, you look at her, you're like, oh, this is what a sweet woman she must be.
All right. So anyhow, that is done and over with. Mira Sorvino is one of the more than 80 women who have come forward accusing Harvey Weinstein of sexual misconduct, including rape. And on Wednesday, she appeared on the Today Show and The View to discuss her thoughts on Weinstein being arrested and charged with rape and a criminal sex act. she had said, excuse me, feels like a really good first step. It's him finally facing real criminal consequences for his criminal behavior. And so for that, I feel gratified. But honestly, last weekend was a very emotional one, and I cried many times because just seeing him brings up a lot of bad feelings. And he's raped so many people that I love. So it's not really a happy occasion. I think that maybe there will be some celebration when he gets convicted and goes to jail.
She still looks good. She's a solid actress. She was basically taken out of the running for the Lord of the Rings movies because of the sabotage that Weinstein did. And there was a whole bunch of career stalling because of that. But Preston, we were talking about the series Falling Skies the other day.
Yeah.
She ends up in the last two or three seasons and she's great.
Okay. On Tuesday, Weinstein pleaded not guilty to the charges, by the way.
You got to have some balls. I know you have to protect yourself, but come on.
Yeah. Brendan Fraser shared his own Me Too story in a heart-wrenching GQ profile last February. He alleged that the former president of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, Philip Burke, grabbed his butt and that one of his fingers touches me in the taint.
Ooh.
And that is a direct quote.
Touches me in the taint.
The HFPA, which hosts the Golden Globes and holds a lot of sway in the industry, investigated. Fraser told GQ Wednesday that the HFPA proposed issuing a joint statement that read, although it was concluded that Mr. Burke inappropriately touched Mr. Fraser, the evidence supports that it was intended to be taken as a joke and not as a sexual advance. Fraser told GQ that he doesn't get the joke.
Right.
And declined to participate in the statement. He added that when he asked
his taint has never recovered.
When he asked to see the report, HFPA refused, citing witness confidentiality concerns.
That's kind of weird.
He went on, he wants HFPA to ask Burke, who remains on board as a member, to step down. He said there's a system in place that's unwritten. If you abide by it, you will be rewarded. If you don't, you won't be. But outside of that, he said, I want to end this episode, this chapter in my own life and career, move on, just as I'm hopeful that others will be able to in years to come.
What happened with the Terry Crews thing? Where does that stand?
I don't know. I thought that was kind of...
Because the dude grabbed his balls, yeah, basically, at a cocktail party.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of brushed off. I'm not really sure, Steve. Hmm. We'll have to look into that. Stranger Things star David Harbour is opening up about his struggles with mental illness. He plays the chief in,
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, the sheriff.
He's fantastic.
I had no idea he was going through all this crap.
In an interview with Marc Maron for his podcast, Harbour tells the comic that he battled anxiety, self-hatred, and alcohol abuse before finally being diagnosed with bipolar disorder. During his mid-20s, he said that he got sober and became spiritual and then had a manic episode. He said, I really had a bit of a break where I thought I was in connection with some sort of God that I wasn't really in connection to, and writing a lot. He said that he did not take drugs at the time, adding, I realized that I don't really need them, that I have a capacity to see the elves in the corners of my room if I really allow myself to go there.
He's got elves?
Yeah. Eventually, awesome. His parents had him committed, and the experience was brutal, he said. And I have to say one thing about the mental asylum. He said, really, really not as fun as you think as it is.
I didn't really think it was that fun.
He was joking. He said, yeah. You do have a romantic idea, and it just ends up being sad and smells like crap. And the other thing was... The other thing was boating. He said, I recently went out on a ship in open water, and I'd read Moby Dick a million times, and it's really not sexy. It's horrible. He said, it's very similar to the mental asylum experience.
Wow. So he's dealing with some stuff.
Harbour said that his confusion about the human condition ultimately led him to acting. He said, people were like, ha ha, we're friends. We're friends. I love you. And you just feel like you hate that person. And then he said, and then the question becomes, why are you lying? Why do you have to lie? I was so fascinated by why they make the choices that they do, why they lock themselves into situations that they seem to not like, and why don't people live the life that they want to? What is it that they're doing? That led me to acting.
I don't know, though. I would be, if I had elves, I would be very happy.
I'd want to hang out with them.
They're incredible cookie makers.
And they do have powers of some sort. Although David Cassidy publicly admitted that he, like his late mother before him, was battling dementia, a new documentary features Cassidy admitting that was not the case. In the upcoming A&E documentary, David Cassidy, The Last Session, which will air on June 11th, Cassidy calls one of the film's producers to explain that he had been hospitalized for falling and admits that he's battling liver disease, not dementia, and that he had not stopped drinking in 2014. He died of organ failure last November 21st, he was 67. In a clip from the documentary, he leaves a phone message to one of the project's producers revealing that he does not suffer from dementia like his mother, actress Evelyn Moore, did. He said, there is no sign of me having dementia at this stage of my life. It was complete alcohol poisoning. And the fact is, I lied about my drinking.
Yeah.
The head doctor at the hospital, she said, I believe that your dementia was directly related to your alcoholism.
I was talking to Casey about this morning because I sent over some clips. But you basically just said what he said in the clips. But he's admitting that he had, when he originally said he had the dementia, everyone was under the impression he'd beaten alcoholism, but he had not. Not
he
at all.
Not, yeah.
And was having issues with that. So it's sad. The dude was, was a superstar, a worldwide superstar for years. And it just went completely asunder.
So alcoholism to me is fascinating.
Yeah.
Because there are a whole bunch of different ranges of it, right? You know, you have like your functional,
right.
You know, and you know, your weekend teetotalers. But the person that drinks all day.
Yeah.
And like, because to me, of all of the substance abuse thing, like, alcohol seems like really, really hard to mask. You can smell it on people.
Right, right.
You know what
I
mean?
It bleeds. It comes to your skin. You sweat it.
You sweat. Now, and I have smelled it on people at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever. And you just smell it.
You got to remember, though, with somebody like with his career, he was probably going out in public only to perform when he did the show.
Yeah, yeah,
he was
going
to be in the evening. So he could be, you know, by himself. Wherever he was, drinking all day.
Well, and I think when it progresses too, Casey, I know you think you can smell it, but as they move along, they start to get into hard liquor and they do shots. And so
you can smell that.
No, but a lot of times you can't. Like especially if they're taking vodka, mm-hmm. they can mask it. Yeah, they can mask it, and they can also mask it with cigarettes. I had a cousin who would mask
all
it
the
with,
smells I like.
She would just do a shot, and then she would mask it with a cigarette, and you couldn't smell the alcohol.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, there are some people that do that all day thing, that Casey, that bizarrely the alcohol kind of levels them off. You know what I mean? They have such a they have the withdrawal symptoms and all that. It's horrible.
Kath, I can smell it. I can smell the vodka. I can smell it with or without the cigarettes. I can smell it.
You can smell it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Right. Go-Go Gadget.
Doesn't mean,
I have Go-Go Gadget noses.
All right. So anyhow, the documentary features interviews with Alice Cooper, Kim Carnes, Cassie's Partridge Family castmates Danny Bonaducci and Brian Forrester, producer Elliot Mintz, and former Tiger Beat magazine editor Ann Moss, and others. So that is coming out on the 11th. Let me see here. From 2000 to 2002, Mandy Moore dated Wilmer Valderrama.
Yes.
And she is still angry about what he told, apparently, Howard Stern after they split. He claimed he had taken her virginity, she says, was in their teens. During her own visit to that show, she had said that, excuse me, she's engaged to Dawes frontman Taylor. What is this?
Dawes
what
is does a this band. Mean?
Dawes right. is a Taylor Goldsmith, and she's never been French kiss. She's never even French kissed a boy when they got together, and they never had sex. So
she right now is a virgin, and she has not French kissed anyone.
Yeah. Chris Rock, Barack and Michelle Obama's deal with Netflix has Chris Rock's feathers ruffled a little bit. I said, I don't want to live in a world where President Obama is worried about his Rotten Tomatoes score. Rock, who 2 years ago signed a reported $40 million deal with Netflix for a pair of stand-up specials, and who recently starred opposite Adam Sandler in the Netflix film The Week Of, told The Hollywood Reporter, I want him above that at all times. Make your money, but I don't want him to be involved with that. So for some reason, he thinks it's a bad idea. The trailer for A Star Is Born, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, who is also the director of this.
Yes.
Is here, and it...
It looks really good.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have an audio from the trailer, I believe.
I had Marissa grab this.
Okay, cool.
So this is... I wanted you guys to hear Bradley singing.
Yeah.
Because he had said when preparing for this that he told Lady Gaga they were gonna record this, he was going to lip sync it, and she's like, no, I hate it when they do that in movies.
No.
You need to sing this live. So he actually did the singing, and he did it live. And even though he was a director, he listened to her.
Yep.
And tell me what you think. So this is Bradley Cooper singing.
Maybe it's time to let the old ways down. Maybe it's time to let the old ways down. Takes a lot to change. Man, hell, it takes a lot to try.
That's wow. That's all we have. It's not bad.
No, it's not okay. Bad at all. Yeah.
And then later on, they bring her in,
right?
And her voice just explodes.
So he's playing the original character was Norman Maine. He's playing, it says here, Rocker Jackson Maine,
country star Jackson Maine.
Yeah, and
who falls for Allie?
Yeah.
Who is played by Gaga. Andrew Dice Clay, Dave Chappelle, and Sam Elliott also star in this movie.
Hey, at the beginning of the trailer, it looks like he's actually performing in front of an audience. Is that legit? Okay.
So what they did is, I remember I'd reported on this in Music News a while back. They were at, I forgot what festival.
Like Glastonbury or something?
It may have been Glastonbury, but they got out and they were like, okay, we're filming a movie.
Cool.
We're going to do this part for the movie. So just, you know, play along. They did the same thing for Crazy Heart. With Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
They went to an actual concert and they said, "This is, you guys are going to be a part of this movie." And they go through it three
times. Use
the
audience. Why not? Yeah.
They get the real audience.
They're down with it.
Yeah. I was watching Major League the other day and I was wondering how they filled that stadium for that final playoff game.
They brought in
an
audience from Glastonbury.
Is that what it was?
Well, listen, when Steve and I did It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia at a Flyers game, we went to the Wells Fargo Center, and it was right after the pre-skate.
Yeah.
We got down on the ice, and we filmed a little portion of it, and then we had to fly to L.A. to finish out parts of it, but they wanted the real thing and the audience in the background, and that's how they did it.
Yeah. So. Do you remember it was one of the Red Sox won the World Series? I'm watching it, and, and I'm like, why is Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore?
Yeah.
Why are they hugging and kissing on the field right now? And so they had used that setting for the end of the movie. And I saw it happening on real live TV.
Do you know they actually had to change the end of that movie because the Red Sox won the World Series?
Yeah.
They were expected to lose because they were the Red Sox. Yeah. And so they actually had to change the end of the movie.
Yep. Stars Born, by the way, premieres October 5th. And what else I hear?
What else have you? Printer errors this morning.
Yeah, and so I'm reading this stuff cold. the controversial suicide drama 13 Reasons Why has been renewed for a third season on Netflix.
Yeah, I haven't watched the second season yet.
You didn't see it yet?
I saw the first one. Yeah. I didn't even know that there was a second one out.
Season 2 launched back in May on the 18th. Season 3, which has been given 13 episodes, will go into production this year.
Season 3 is totally different in tone. They go on spring break.
And it will air in 2019. Series creator Brian Yorkie will return as showrunner for the third season with Selena Gomez and her mother, Mandy Teefy, executive producing, by the way.
Well, after the first one, there was a number of, like, copycats or whatever you would call them after watching
suicides
the show. Kids that were trying to basically doing the same thing and leaving, you know, stuff behind.
It's not good.
No, not at all.
So I don't know the tone of the second one, if it's very much in line at the second season in line with the first. I think they made some modifications. I think more from what I understand, it's more becoming just not a rote but a more standard high school drama.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna go on to the clips now if you guys don't mind. The hell they are.
I don't.
Oh!
They're not clips. Up here.
Do you know we're playing, then?
Mystery clips.
Mystery clips.
Okay, so I'll play this.
Not even over yet. Hang on.
Oh, the clips aren't over yet.
I want to die. I'm literally dying inside.
You know what we can do? We can talk to our coolest teacher if you
that
instead.
Thank you for something enjoyable.
Let's go to that because we had mentioned earlier this morning, Gwen and Mercy Academy has elected Miss Caitlin Fasano as their coolest teacher of the year. She's on the line, Miss Fasano! Good morning, Caitlin.
Hey, how are you?
We're great. The question is, how are you?
It's like a normal Thursday.
A normal Thursday, even this close to the end of school?
You get the coolest teacher thing all the time then. Never mind. Sorry, it's no big deal. Thank you for calling. Yeah. No, I read here that you are an alum of the school, an alumnus. What's the proper word?
Alumnus.
Alumnus of the school.
Gymnast.
2009?
Yes. Yeah, I graduated in 2009, and this will be my fourth year teaching there.
All right. So, and are you teaching along teachers who taught you, I assume, correct?
I am, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right, cool. Are you excited about winning this, or is it actually the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
No, it's not too shabby. I have a contract signing today. So it's,
oh, great.
You know,
okay, what team are you going to be playing with?
Nice. So you're a technology teacher. What all does that entail? What are you teaching the kids?
I teach mostly graphic design, but then I have a couple sections of AP computer science.
Okay.
All right.
And your mother is a staff member as well, correct?
Yeah, we kind of had to flip a coin as to who was going to campaign for this.
Ah, see?
And what does she do there?
She is the athletic director. She used to be the head basketball coach, but then she, you know, moved on up to the
Eastside
athletic director. Yep.
So does that mean that did she teach you? Were you taking phys ed or gym or whatever it's called nowadays while she was there?
I did. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. You always got the volleyball then.
Yeah. What's that like having a mom as one of the staff members?
It was pretty easy. I mean, you know, we obviously drove in together, and if we were running late for whatever reason, she just had a stack of late passes in her car.
There you go. Honestly.
She's out of the course in my book.
It does have its perks.
Yep, you have got to love that. All right, well, listen, Caitlin, we are going to set you up courtesy of the students of Gwen and Mercy Academy, a Preston and Steve Coolest Teacher of the Year coffee mug. We're going to give you a $25 Rita's Water Ice gift card, and we'll give you $50 cash from Godshall's Real Wood Smoked Turkey Bacon. We'll throw in some bacon as well. So enjoy that. Enjoy your summer, and thanks for doing such a great job.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Hang on just a second. We'll get your information. That is Miss Caitlin Pizarro.
Yay!
Teacher from Gwen and Mercy
Academy.
I don't
know if she's happy about winning.
I couldn't tell. Methacton High School is up next from Eagleville, PA. So, Methacton, we need to hear from you. You got to let us know who the coolest teacher of the past year has been. And you text the word teacher followed by the teacher's name to 39333. We'll give you till tomorrow morning to do that. All right, we're going to do clips now.
Wow, yeah. It worked out perfectly, didn't it?
So, I have the information for the clips. I feel like we could probably do mystery clip for the first one, because you guys might be able to get it. For the second one, okay. If you guys could get that, I would staple my nutsack to my leg.
Have some faith, because I'd like to see that.
Yes, I very much want to see that. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to play the clip, us in the studio. If you know who it is, raise your hand, and you'll be called upon to give us the answer. Here we go.
I've learned a lot during this process, and, you know, positivity is a choice at the end of the day. And we all face storms in life. We all face challenges. They are not sent to break us, but to make us. So that's what I believe.
All right, Preston.
Donald Trump.
Close.
I have no idea who that is.
I meant to hit this button. I will give you guys a hint.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
We had his high-pitched counterpart in studio yesterday.
Oh, is that the situation?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah. So,
that's a tough one. And he's a little too positive for a guy who's facing tax evasion charges.
You thought that?
I was thinking that, and I'm like, there's no way it's the goddamn situation.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it was him speaking on his transformation into sober life. Jersey Shore Family Vacation continues tonight at 8 on MTV.
Do you know what his new nickname is? The Footnote.
Yeah.
Right, Preston?
Television history.
The footnote.
All right, next clip. Here we go. By the way, if we get this right.
All right.
Casey staples his nutsack to his thigh.
You heard it. Correct? So let it breathe.
Okay. Well, I said to my leg.
Okay.
So I could probably staple your nutsack. Probably my ankle.
To your chin.
Yeah. Okay. Do I get a drum roll?
You're just going to play it. Yeah. Okay. Fine. All right. Wait. Nope. Yep. Here we go.
All right. I'll go ahead.
Dear God.
Here we go. All right. Here's the click.
I just found the authenticity was something that I was very drawn to, not just within the characters, but within the storylines. And yes, you know, the show is about superheroes, but I think what's incredible about this show is that the audience is going to fall in love with the characters as themselves before they fall in love with them as superheroes.
I know what series it's from, Cloak and Dagger.
Maybe.
And it is the female star of Cloak and Dagger. She is, I do not know her name.
Yeah, well, I need a name in order to staple my nutsack to my leg.
Is it Olivia Holt?
Shut up.
Yes! Yes! Where's the stapler?
Get that stapler!
Where's the stapler?
Steve, you're right. It is from that show, and it is Olivia Holt.
Damn.
And, yeah, she's stunningly beautiful. I don't know anything about her. What's that show about? Any idea what that show
is? It is from the, I believe it's the Marvel comic series. It's, yeah,
I'll tell you what I think.
There are two superheroes with capabilities, and there are so many superhero shows on right now. I can't say I'm really gonna check it out, but you say she's gorgeous.
Yeah, just off the top of my head, I think the series follows Runaways Ty and Tandy as they declare war on drug crimes. They combat drug dealers and they help runaway children.
All right,
sounds like that might be right.
Yeah,
okay.
That's on Freeform at 8 p.m. tonight.
So start stapling.
That is what I have for you this morning in the entertainment report. Let's take a quick break. Jay Farrow is stopping by today. We're also going to have our friends from Cowtown Rodeo on a special hottie cam, because we have the voting up and running for President Steve's Hottest Girl with Daisy Dukes and Cowboy Boots. So you can vote for that at WMMR.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
Now, more with Preston and Steve. Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Hey, we have the, I believe, for Preston and Steve blood drive coming up, and it is on the 16th, so that is a week from Saturday.
Fun.
unbelievable.
I just want to remind you to make sure you sign up now and get ready to be a donor. If you haven't done that yet, you can do that, and you do need to have a reserve time. Make sure that things move efficiently.
Yes.
And while you're there, we have a lot of stuff to give away. Everybody who attempts to donate blood is going to get a Preston and Steve t-shirt and this year's new pint glass from Window Nation. And hundreds of donors will be randomly selected to receive a pair of concert tickets. And those shows include Marilyn Manson, Rob Zombie, Godsmack and Shinedown, Five Finger Death Punch and Breaking Benjamin, or Judas Priest and Deep Purple. And then 311 and the Offspring at Festival Pier, or Slayer at the Pavilion at Montage. So tickets and information on those shows at Ticketmaster.com. And there's stuff for the kids, too, like Paint a Treasure and Aim High and Alex's Lemonade Stand. Rita's Water Ice will be there. So it's a good time, man.
A ton of stuff. And as you said, they keep adding stuff on every year. And as we know, this is now the second largest blood drive in the country.
Yes.
So let's make it the first. Yeah.
We got that official word from the Red Cross earlier this week or last week, and I had no idea. I knew it was big, but I didn't know it was that big. That's kudos, man.
Yes.
And let's make it number one.
Yes. And that does, and I, actually a large part of that is as you've admonished people, Preston, please look at the list of things that would be prohibitive as far as you giving blood. If you could just do that before you sign up and you know ahead of time, that'd be great because it saves the spot for someone who might be will be able to donate. Look, you show up and you're not able to donate that day for whatever reason, low iron or whatever. Yeah. We got it. Yeah. But if you could just make sure that you're set to go from the beginning, that makes a difference.
Yeah, in case you traveled somewhere that's restricted.
You may not know.
Or on some kind of medication or something along those lines. Do that, and that way you don't waste your time. And we can fill that spot and maybe make this number one in the country, which would be a pretty cool little thing to hang our hat on. Yours as well. So it's coming up. It's a week from Saturday, so keep that in mind. You can go to 1-800-RED-ACROSS. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcross.org to get signed up for that. Steve sent this article over to me, and I'm curious, and I want to see if people listening are actually under this particular pact, or maybe they have gone through with it all the way, but you may have heard of something on to the effect of this on How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Or Friends, but the pact, if you're single at a certain age, you'll settle down with one another. Have you ever heard of people making that agreement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You pick a certain age, someone who is, say, a friend of yours. I had a pact.
Really?
Yes. It was said half-heartedly.
Yeah.
But, maybe if we find... Now, luckily, I found the love of my life when I found my wife, Claire.
Yeah.
But I... That was always sort of a thing.
Does it actually ever happen?
It does. And the reason I brought it up is because last year, Kimberly Dean turned 50, and Friday, the Minnesota native will marry her partner and childhood friend, Ron Palmer, per the promise they made years ago.
Wow.
So on occasion, it actually does happen. She said, I never got along with anyone else as well as I got along with her. Palmer said this. He said, he's 54. And he said he's always had a bond with her. The two met when they were teenagers and went on to be high school sweethearts. But after high school, they went their separate ways and both ended up in marriages that didn't work out. But in the 30 years after high school, they stayed in touch, only getting closer as the years went on. But apparently way back in the day, as they split up, they kind of made a pact. If we're still single at 50, then we're going to get married.
Right. Have you ever uttered those words to anybody, Preston?
Yeah. I did.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Honestly, I thought this only happened in TV because I don't know what TV show I saw it on. But
Benson.
Not Benson.
I was drunk and I wanted to get laid.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
So I did, and there's no way in hell that would have ever happened. But anyway, fortunately I found the love of my life, as you did, Steve.
Wait, but so
you found Claire as well?
Yes, I did. Honestly, and the worst is when I can taste Preston on Claire. Oh,
God! Jeez.
Yeah, had to take it there. Man.
You taste like Preston.
But I'm curious if anybody has made this type of pack. 215-263-WMMR. I have no idea. It may be just on the absolute rarest of occasions that something like this has happened or followed through on. I'm sure that people do make it.
Yeah. I kind of had a little one. Same thing. We said it as a joke. We were kids. We were in high school. And, it was sort of a joke. But a guy who's actually still one of my best friends today.
All right.
Oh, really? Are there other pacts that you make with friends besides the...
I made a kill me pact.
What was that?
That if I am ever in a vegetative state...
Yeah.
But I said, please go to great lengths to make sure I can't, you know.
Oh, right. But you know what? Actually, my mom has said, don't go to great lengths. I mean, of course, if she's able to...
Make sure that I'm not just sleeping.
Yeah, right. Make sure she's not just sleeping. But she's like, I don't want to be sitting in a hospital. I don't want to be attached to any sort of machine. I don't... She said, just... And she said, and for dementia, she goes, just take a gun to my head.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Steve is like in The Revenant when he's laying there and he's going, okay, blink if you want me to kill you.
Yeah.
And you know, eventually, he's going to blink. He starts choking him, you know?
What's wrong? He blinked.
He blinked. He said, yes. Yeah, he wants me to kill him.
All right, gurgle and bleed if you want me to kill you.
Wow, I never thought of that. No, I don't.
That was years ago.
I remember Terry Schiavo,
yeah. I mean, my wife had said the same when that was like in the news and on the news all the time. My wife said to me, she's like, don't you ever, ever let me sit in a hospital bed like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what my mom said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you can have what's called like a living will if you write it down.
Yeah.
And we've done that, so.
My dad has a part of it. I'm not kidding. A part of his living will where he loves the state of New Jersey. So this is not a slight on New Jersey at all.
Hates Tony Danza.
Hates Tony Danza. New Jersey.
He just doesn't. He's very complex.
He is. He just doesn't want to die there. So if he's on his deathbed in New Jersey, my brothers and I are... per the contract, legally required to find a helicopter and get him out of the state of New Jersey. So
what?
Stop it.
Doesn't sound like he loves New Jersey to me, Nick.
I think he just doesn't want to die there.
Because of the property tax.
I don't know. He's an odd man.
You got to remember that here's a guy who just out of the blue decided he despised Tony Danza.
Well, not out of the blue. I mean, that was years of building hatred.
Maybe it's the whole Avalon thing.
Maybe he's still pissed about that real estate deal.
Yeah, he gave up a house in Avalon.
For like 10 years.
Made one of the poorest real estate decisions of his life.
Yeah.
That's bizarre. Just don't let me die in New Jersey.
Get a helicopter.
Blink if you want us to let you die in New Jersey.
Wow.
That is so bizarre.
Let me go to Dara. Is that your name, Dara?
It's Dara, but close enough.
Hey, Dara, what's up?
Hi. First time on the radio.
Ah, well, welcome.
Thank you. So my best friend Diana and I in high school were both tragically single, so we made a contract written on a football during a football game that if we were both single at 43, we would just settle down and get married and just give up.
Wow.
Give up.
How old are you now, Dara?
I'm 25.
Okay, so you got some time.
You have time.
But at 43, you will marry your friend. Why did you pick 43 of all the numbers?
Yeah.
43 is my lucky number.
Okay.
And I had a big crush on her all through high school, too.
All right.
So it was kind of hoping that if she was still single at 43 that we could get together. But now we're both seeing people, so.
Okay.
But let me ask you, and this is, I think, what defines a pact of this nature. The relationship that you're currently in, if that goes south, does she then pop back up in the pecking order? Do you start to revisit and think more seriously about this pact? Or is it just a complete joke?
Oh, I take it very seriously.
Okay. She had a crush on her.
Yeah. Are you guys both gay?
No.
Okay. So that should be interesting.
It's more of a friendship crush.
Have you ever discussed it past when you made it years back?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay, all right.
Tells me how single she is. I'm like, Diana, I'm right here. What are you waiting for?
I tell you what.
That's awesome.
It was a girl I knew for many years, a good friend of mine, just a great person, you know. And she was the subject of, and we had the mutual pact. And I guess I said before, thankfully I met, you know, Claire, my love of my life, and everything is great. But it would have been a person who, you know, was viable, you know. Yeah. Sometimes, I know you'd uttered it to get laid, and I'm sure that she was quite a lot as well. But, yeah, the pact is something and as with this couple you mentioned in the story, they revisit it throughout life.
Yeah.
You know?
I have a friend who, you know, we just kind of, whenever there's something or someone to complain about, we call each other. So whenever she complains about her husband, she's like, well, when I suffocate him when he's sleeping, can I move into your house?
Oh, my God. Somebody had texted in, and this is the pact that we've talked about many times. It says, my best friend and I have a browser history pact.
Yeah.
That would be a shovel buddy.
Shovel buddy. That is
browser?
A digital shovel buddy.
Yeah, shovel buddy has changed. Well, remember, because when we initially brought up that concept, it was like DVDs and magazines and things like that. You don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
Nope. Now it's all about your browser history.
And your cloud. What's in the cloud?
Yeah.
So there's different. You need, first off, you need to have someone who's savvy enough to know how to access your cloud,
right,
and your information. And because the last thing you want is, you know, there's the families gathered around. There's pictures of our vacation in Vermont. And, mm-hmm, oh, here's finger blasting.
Right, right. I'm going to go next to Dan. Hi, Dan. Good morning.
Hey, Gadzooks,
Dan. What's up, bud?
Nothing much. I had a pack when I was in high school. I was about 17 years old. And, you know, her name was Ashley. We were best friends first. And we said that we weren't with anybody by the time we were 25 years old, we would get married.
25? So 25, you were figuring if it hadn't happened by 25, that's the time you pull the trigger.
Yeah, because we figured, you know, 25 is like the, like, average time where you start to, like, I guess, like, settle down a little bit. Like, where you start to look to get tied down, but if you don't, like...
You look to get tied down.
Yeah. We figured if we didn't have it,
yeah. Like,
yeah.
Not settled down.
Yeah. You look to get tied down and effectively end your life.
Right, right. Yeah. So what ended up happening? How old are you now, Dan?
So I'm 24.
Yep.
I went to basic training and I came back when I was 20. And then we actually got together, had a kid, now we're having another kid.
Oh.
So, like, we split up and then we came back together.
So the pact worked.
Yeah, so it worked out, yeah.
Are you guys married yet?
We're getting married this summer.
Yay! All right, there you go. You made good on it.
Now, but that's a short-term pact.
That is a short-term pact.
That's almost like just getting engaged.
Yeah, Usually, it's, okay, by the time I get to this age, I ought to be pretty desperate, you know, and you will be too. Let's just have each other, you know what I mean?
Like Kathy and her lesbian friend.
Right. No. Exactly. Let me see here. Line one case?
Yeah.
Okay, I will go to Jamie. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, Jamie?
So I actually have two different packs that I had made in college my freshman year. So I had a really good friend. His name's Pat. We had made a pact together that if we, I think it was like 35 or something like that, that we would get married.
Okay.
So later, like months later, I started dating this guy. We were still freshmen. Pat had bet me that me and this guy, the boyfriend that I was dating, were going to get married. Okay, you guys are perfect. You're great together. You guys are definitely going to get married.
Okay.
On and off through college, we kind of, him and, like, me and this guy, like, went back to each other. So he was like, all right, $500. You guys are going to end up together. You're going to get married.
All right. So he's betting you. Yeah.
Yeah. He's betting me now that I'm going to end up with this guy.
All right.
So 10 years later, I'm not with him. I'm happily seeing for the past 4 years this guy, Ian. You guys actually have met him before. He was one of your Not So Average listeners a couple years ago.
Okay.
But we've been happily dating for 4 years, and I'm waiting for my $500.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, so you guys haven't gotten married, so he owes you. He had bet you $500 that you would be married. And have you just been waiting till that time passes, and then you guys are going to get married like the next day, so he still owes you $500?
In fact, did you break up with that first guy just to get the money, even though he was clearly the guy you preferred?
No, there were many reasons why this didn't work.
He's got to make good on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's you can't break that pact.
And Jamie, Ian was the guy that lost like 100 pounds and participated in marathons, right? Yeah.
Yep.
All right, cool.
On this weekend.
All right, well, congratulations. That's very cool.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
So that's
have a good day, guys.
More of a long-term bet, but the original pact would be with Pat.
Yeah, I actually was just reminded by my wife. She has a friend who... Her friend and her now husband were like BFFs in high school, and they kind of had a joke pact. But they're married now.
Many,
you know, they reconnected in their 30s.
Many joke pacts are actually rooted in a little bit of truth,
sure,
and intent.
But honestly, like, why not just at that point? You know,
explore it
at that point, you know,
because sometimes it's one sided. One person, why don't we make this pact? And the guy looks and says, sees 40 years old, and goes, Sure.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, sure. No way.
I'll do it.
I think you're great. You're a piece of crap. Yeah.
So, ideally, what would be the age for you guys? You know, all things being equal, if you weren't with the loves of your lives. And
my current age now, 200.
No, but like if you...
If you made this pack in your early 20s or teens or something like that.
45, I would have gone with.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I would say 40.
Okay.
Keeping in mind if you did want to have a family or something along those lines.
Right.
I picked 45 because I was sure I'd be dead by the time I was 40.
Right.
I wouldn't have to have made the decision.
Yeah, I think 40 is a good milestone number. You would go 45?
Yeah, or like that last, or a few callers ago, 43 for no.
Yeah.
That's a good number.
42 and a half. Just to shake things up. Yeah.
Let me go to Bob. Different kind of a pact here. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
So I do a lot of hunting, and my wife has a pact with my friends. Every time we leave, she says, listen, I want him whole, bring him home whole. Bring him home dead.
Don't bring him home wounded.
Don't bring him home wounded because I ain't changing no diaper.
Oh, my God. She has a pact with your buddies to either bring you home intact or dead, but she's not going to be nursing you if you get injured.
She skipped the for better or for worse part of the vows and just went to till death do we part.
Yeah. That's shoot awesome.
Him. You know, she sounds pretty cool, actually. She sounds pretty cool, Bob. Yeah.
She's hearing you now, so yeah.
I like that. So she says if he's wounded, go ahead and shoot him again.
That's exactly it. She says, you shoot him again.
Wow. Yeah,
that's my life.
That's there a special kind of love. Thank you, Bob.
Have a good day.
You too. Oh my God. Let me see here. It is Stephanie that we're gonna go to. Hi, Stephanie, good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Stephanie. Yeah, I'm Gadzook.
Gadzooks to you, Stephanie. What's up?
I have a pact with a friend of mine. He's like my best friend. And I've been married before. He's been married twice. And we just get along so well. He's like my best friend. I lived with down the shore by like Long Beach Island with him, like close to him. But I had moved back home. It's closer to Philly now. But we said in the next 10 years, you know, if he's not married, I'm not married. We're going to. You know, get married. Now it's 8 years.
Now it's 8 years.
Now it's 8 years. Okay, so you made this pact a couple of years ago. Okay, yeah. And do you guys remind each other of this pact, or was it just said one time?
No, this is constantly. We always.
Oh, you're moving towards it.
Do you guys have sex with each other or no?
We have had sex. Yes.
Okay.
He's very well endowed.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So. All right. Would you say bigger than a TV remote?
All right.
About that. The newest X1 platform.
The newest X1 remote.
Can we talk to him?
Yeah, fact, talk to him.
Yeah, hire him for. Have Xfinity contact him.
All right, but. Quick question. So
he's as big as an X1 remote. Not the old kind.
Very well hung. Yeah.
We got it.
You squeeze a nut and say, movie's on now.
Tried to get on demand.
He's bigger than our remote. Really, it is.
All right. So you're saying he's packing heat. Is he good looking at all?
You know.
Have you ever seen his face?
He's not. Right. No, he's not my type. He's got like, he's like a ginger. But
he's very well hung.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what color hair they have then.
He's very much, he opens doors, he's very curious.
With his penis.
Yeah.
He's not stuck in doors. No, I'm kidding.
How many times have you guys been intimate with each other?
Probably around 10.
All right. Times. Did you gasp the first time you saw it?
Yeah.
There we go.
Wow.
Yeah.
You ever go back door?
Jesus.
Oh, geez.
No.
Okay. I was just, we're getting real intimate with each other.
Hey, we were all thinking it.
Yeah. No.
I'm just saying it. We were all thinking it, right?
So, right? My voice you're hearing now is coming out my butt. Well, good for you on that. To me, it sounds like you have a lot of reasons to end up with this guy, least of which is he's very well hung.
Hey, supportive. He's a gentleman. Like I said, he opens doors. Like, he picks up the tab. He helps me when I need help. He's been there. So I pick loser after loser, and he's always calling it out. And, you know, I think it would work. But my parents hate him.
Well, they know what he's doing to you.
Stephanie, why are you hesitant on this? I mean, first of all, are you...
Her mouth is sore.
Are you in a relationship now?
Not at all. My boyfriend actually passed away in 2016.
Oh, my God.
Out of jealousy.
Sorry to hear that. Is he in a relationship, the other guy?
No.
Okay.
And
we both have not been in relationships for quite some time.
And when's the last time you guys had sex?
A couple years ago.
Oh, it's been... Oh.
And you just started walking right last week.
Why do your parents hate him, Stephanie?
They just think he's a real, like, they don't understand that the good he's done for me. They just, I don't know, they hate anybody I like, they hate.
Oh, is the only real negative that he's a ginger?
My mom made me marry this guy that she liked, and I hate him. And I got married because he had...
Listen, my father always said, advice growing up, he said, whoever you're with, make sure they have an extraordinarily large penis.
Uh-huh.
Your mother made you marry somebody?
Yeah. Yes, and my dad just recently said he wished he was more of a man and stood up and stopped the marriage.
Wow.
I did not want it. And the guy was 10 years older than me, and he wasn't in it for the right reason.
How big was his penis?
Very small.
Okay. Of course.
Yeah.
The troublemakers always have the small ones.
Stephanie, can I ask how old you are?
I am 37. I'll be 38 June 15th.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, happy pre-birthday.
Do you have any kids?
Thank you. No.
No All right. kids. All right. Are you interested in having
it's
any?
Too far to travel.
I don't know. I don't know yet. I don't know.
I think if it's your parents, your mom that's holding you back, and you really like this guy and he's courteous and he treats you well and he's hung like that, I think you're missing out on an opportunity here.
I kind of agree. It's just I've always went on, like, I always listen to them. They're
follow your heart.
How has that worked out? How has that worked out for you so far, Stephanie?
Yes.
Horrible. I'm in a one bedroom apartment.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Man. Listen to Preston's advice.
Yeah.
He's saying you got this guy, and it's wonderful, you know.
The only knock on the guy is that he's a ginger. I think you need to reassess your priorities.
Well, no, and he's not as tall as what I usually go for. Like, you know, he's, I don't know, five, like the same height as me, maybe a little taller by an inch.
Both ways?
I'm with six.
Vertical and horizontal?
Yeah, his penis wingspan.
He's got the other thing going. You know?
Yeah, how tall are you, Stephanie?
I'm like 5'9".
5'9", okay. 2'5". That's not
Doesn't
a short
matter.
Guy. 5'10"?
No,
come
no,
on.
No, no. Yeah, you're fine.
I'm 5'7". That's tiny.
Not
as tiny as Dave McGrogan. He's only 5'5". But 5'10", I think, is pretty good. Let's set him up on a date. Do you want to give him movie passes? And why don't you guys go see, like, Tag together, and then he can tag you afterwards.
Where do you live, Stephanie?
I live Cherry Hill area.
Cherry Hill. But he's towards Long Beach Island, right?
She still sees him, though, in the distance.
He gets here in an hour. He'll come in, and he'll be here in 1 hour. Like,
part of him arrives first.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He's usually 15 minutes away. Yeah. But his penis is right on time. Yeah. Well, hang on. We'll give you movie passes. If you want to take him, that's fine. If not, you can go.
Absolutely.
Go see this movie Tag. It looks like it's a lot of fun. Where are we doing that screening?
Well, it's in King of Prussia.
It's a bit of a drive, but...
that's not a problem. I'll totally do it. Yeah.
Is that IMAX? For
super wide. Larger seats, so it's... Yeah. Hang on a second, Stephanie.
God.
All right,
and they
on.
Have cup holders so he can rest his penis.
Preston, that call took a turn.
It took an awesome turn.
She was so clearly emphatic about his junk.
You know what?
She said it like so many times. I'm like, all right, this is love that defies the ages.
That just came out of nowhere. Yeah. But he's really hung.
Yeah,
really well hung.
There you go.
Wow.
I mean, she didn't leave with the he's nice part, right? No. Like opens doors for people and you know all that sort of stuff.
Mother, I'm dating a boy. Really, right. Is he well hung?
I'd like to apologize to all the people that were on hold for 15 minutes while we chatted with Stephanie, but...
You certainly understand why.
You understand why. We have to take a break because we have a guest who's going to be arriving in a little bit, and I want to make sure that we get to the Bizarre File and break and come back because Jay Farrow is going to be here at 8:20 or so. So let's do that very thing. Have people that are on the phone lines if they want to hold on, see if they're interested in our movie screening as well as a thank you for hanging online because we do have that screening of Tag. When, in case I don't have the info,
Up there? Look up there. It's
Monday. Yeah, Monday at 7:30 it's at the Landmark Ritz 5, Casey.
Oh, it's even closer for
Stephanie. It's not in King of Prussia. So 215-263-WMMR. We'll take the people that are on call now and a couple more as that are on hold now and a couple more. We'll come back in a second. Bizarre File stories are on the way. Stay with us.
MMR celebrates 50 years of rocking Philly and the best fans a radio station could ever have. Keep listening for special concerts, listener events, and 50th birthday weekends. Every hour this weekend, we highlight 1980, the year MMR turned 12, and the year all four of Philly's sports teams made the finals, with the Phillies taking home their first World Series championship.
Well, the Philadelphia Phillies are the world champions. Mike Schmidt is the most valuable player.
At MMR, the DJs had new music from these bands, AC/DC, The Pretenders, Ozzy Osbourne, The Romantics, The Rolling Stones, Queen, U2, The Police, and so many more from 1980. Listen all weekend as we highlight another page from our scrapbook of shared musical memories.
Sponsored by Winter Airport Parking, Philadelphia's premier airport parking service. WinterAirportParking.net.
93.3 WMMR, everything that's rocked Philly for 50 amazing years.
Voting has now been enabled for President Steve Philly's Hottest, which is Philly's Hottest Daisy Dukes and Cowboy Boots. So the pictures are up. The voting is ready. It is for you. And in conjunction with that, we actually have a hottie cam on the studio. It is Cowtown Day. And we have our girls, Amy and Kelsey, who are here modeling Cowtown Cowboys outfitters, as well as Cowboy Nick. He will be here, from what I understand, from Brookings, South Dakota, representing Cowtown Rodeo. And they've also brought in food from Cowtown Farmers Market.
Wow.
And yeah, they brought like cheesesteaks and beef pepperoni and cheese pretzels. Wow. Roasted pepper and cheese pretzels, all different kinds of cheese pretzels. I like that.
Cheese pretzels.
Discover Americana right in South Jersey. And I have a family four-pack to give away for our friends at Cowtown Rodeo. I assume that's what it is, Casey. Mm-hmm. It's Cowtown Rodeo. Yeah, mm-hmm. So 215-263-WMMR. Maybe you've never experienced something like that before. Maybe you even didn't even know it existed. Well, you do now.
Yes.
And you can go. So let's take caller number 8, and we're going to give you a family four-pack for that. 215-263-WMMR. Call right now. Let's do the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, this morning is brought to you by French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville with everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional information. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else? Well, a motorcyclist died on Saturday after he crashed into a bear in Oregon.
Oh, man.
And it was nasty. Listen to everything that happened. Rhett Larson was killed when he hit the bear. Fell off his motorcycle. Larson was then struck by an oncoming SUV.
Oh, wow.
Police said the driver of the SUV needed to be airlifted to the hospital as well, and no update on their condition.
I'm completely fine.
actually, the bear was killed in the accident. Oh. So,
yeah, I played dead. Fell for it.
Yeah. Warm Springs, which is the area this happened, is an extremely rural part of Oregon.
Man.
According to the wildlife nonprofit Oregon Wild, there are about 25,000 to 30,000 black bears in the state of Oregon. So they've got quite a population. And it's like, you know, it's like deer on the road. You got to watch out. And
a bear, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, imagine that. Wow. An airplane full of tourists was forced to divert after a passenger's foul-smelling body odor reportedly caused those around him to vomit and faint.
I can see this because the odor that is most likely to get me to start to gag is rancid body odor.
This is we had a story not long ago about body odor on a plane and having to be diverted. The Transavia Boeing 737 took off from Schiphol Airport in the Netherlands to Gran Canaria. But instead, it had to touch down in Portugal. At one point, flight crew reportedly tried to quarantine the unwashed man in a bathroom before the pilots decided to divert the flight.
Dude, you stink!
A picture taken by one of the passengers show medical personnel taking the smelly man from the airplane into a bus.
I just want to let everyone know that we're putting the smelly man in the bathroom.
A passenger, Pete Van Hout, was one of the passengers on board the plane, described the stench of the man in question as unbearable.
I'm going to turn off the seatbelt sign. And you can warm around the cabin, except the smelly man.
He said it was like he hadn't washed himself for several weeks. Several passengers got sick and had to actually puke.
Does that drive you crazy, that smell?
It
makes me, I start to do the gag.
It doesn't affect me that bad. I mean, it definitely smells bad, but it wouldn't push me to puke. It is not known if the man smelt, why the man smelt so foul or what medical issues
from, probably from cleaning too much.
Suffering from. A spokesman said the airplane
it's
diverted.
It's going to make you puke.
Because of medical reasons, but it is indeed right that he smelled quite a bit. Bizarrely, it's not the first smelly incident on a Transavia flight this year. In February, a plane from Dubai was forced to make an emergency landing in the Austrian capital of Vienna after a passenger could not stop farting, which caused a brawl between several passengers.
Think I'm going to skip Transavia for my airline travel.
A mother is issuing a warning. Listen to this. To parents, after her 8-month-old daughter needed surgery to remove parts of a caterpillar from inside her mouth.
Oh, God.
Listen to this. So on Thursday, Crystal Pavin posted a message on Facebook saying, attention parents, watch out for those cute fuzzy orange and black caterpillars. She said that earlier this morning, she was hanging out with her 3-year-old son, Logan, and her 8-month-old daughter, Kenzie, on their back deck. Her daughter was eating an Arroot cookie, whatever that is, and had just finished when she suddenly started screaming. She says, I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with her. She had her mouth open while crying, and I noticed the inside of her mouth had some blackness to it. I figured she maybe got a bug in her mouth, so I grabbed a wet cloth to wipe the inside of her mouth, but it wasn't wiping off, and the black remained. I started panicking. At a closer look, it almost resembled an electrical burn. Now, she said she decided to take her to the hospital. Once there, a nurse started telling her how her daughter had been sitting on the back stairs sucking on something, and she had black all around her mouth, and it turned out to be a caterpillar. The doctor came in, and as soon as I mentioned caterpillar, she said to him, he said that that is exactly what it is, and all the hairs are stuck to her tongue, and the tentacles are fused to her cheek. Pavin says Kenzie was then sent to the hospital where she was sedated and underwent surgery to have pieces of the caterpillar removed from her mouth.
They look like little fuzzy, yeah, it's nothing. So they have tentacles and spikes and things?
And I guess the hairs can embed into the tongue.
It's disgusting.
She provided an update to say that her daughter had done great in surgery. 98% of the caterpillar pieces had been removed, and she is expected to make a full recovery.
At least 98?
She'll never remember any of it, the daughter, you know?
Yeah. It's messed up, man.
Get all 100% out.
Well, a saltwater crocodile is eating a dog that made a mockery of it for years to the horror of onlookers. At Goat Island Lodge in Australia, in the middle of the crocodile-infested Adelaide River, guests had gathered to watch this puppy named Pippa perform her favorite trick, which is running at Casey the crocodile to scare her back into the river. The dog's not a puppy. It was an older dog. But to the alarm of those looking on, including owner Kai Hansen, Pippa... Ran straight at her head, and Casey did what crocs do. The video of Pippa being dragged into the water was made worse by the screams of bystanders, but serves as a bleak warning about the river's dangers. As Mr. Hansen conceded, it was something that had a high probability of happening sometime. Mr. Hansen came to the island 15 years ago. Pippa, also known as Dumb Blonde, quickly became known for chasing the crocodile more than 100 times her weight. So this is what the dog did all the time. It would antagonize this
finally,
crocodile.
The crocodile said,
not today.
Mr. Hansen said that he was really sad and he had not watched the video of Pippa's demise, but he did.
Yeah, he watched it all the time. It's very funny.
He didn't think it was fair to blame the crocodile. He said, she's not doing something wrong. She's just doing what crocs do.
And he's also feeding the crocodile from his back porch.
Yeah. Some on social media lashed out at Mr. Hansen saying that he was to blame for encouraging the little dog to run up to the reptile, but he said that it was simply part of the dog's nature, comparing it to the dog he had as a child that would not stop chasing after cars.
It's nothing compared to my child pornography.
What?
Oh, did I let that out? Sorry about that. That was supposed to be a secret.
You're on camera.
What was that? Yeah. Any recorders? Yeah, nothing. Skip that last part.
Wow. Okay.
At the child porn. That was a slip. Did I say it again? God damn it.
All right, we have time for a short one. Let me find a quick story here, and then we will wrap up the beef out, because I have some longer ones. How about, there was one I saw that I think would be perfect for this, if I could ever find it, and I could have been reading a longer story by now.
Well, here's the, no. No, I'm going to step in, and you have been dealing all morning, and I heard you arrive early to do show prep, but we've had issues with printers and things not working, and you had to keep leaving the office. I know this. We should do our first world problems, Preston.
I know.
But it's true. I mean, as you're doing prep, it cuts down on your time.
It
so
does. It does.
We have a printer issue here.
All right, here we go. Rain can be frustrating, but imagine feces falling from the sky instead. It's what happened in British Columbia, where residents complained that falling poop was splattering their cars and property between May 9th and the 12th, like every day. It's believed an aircraft was responsible for the gross rain. Transport Canada regulators say that no person shall create a hazard to persons or property on the surface by dropping an object from an aircraft in flight, and that could mean an airline could face a penalty for the poop drop.
Haven't we always heard that this is impossible?
Yeah.
That from the altitude at which they drop that stuff out, if they do drop it out, and we heard they don't,
yeah.
This is conflicting reports all over the place. I'm curious as to what exactly is happening here.
We had a so we had our Jeep sitting out in the driveway for like just a few minutes with the top down.
Yes.
And not only did a bird crap in the Jeep,
oh man,
but it was at such an angle where all the poop just landed on the inside of one of the windows.
Yeah.
Like it missed the interior and everything. So amazing. It was moving and it was just like, I'm like, it's a million in one shot.
Sure.
How would they have ever gotten that into the Jeep and all of the poop landing on the glass? It was pretty impressive.
I have a white fence in my backyard, and somehow a white vertical fence is now covered in one of the columns in bird crap, and it comes down at an angle that splatters all over the place.
Are they sitting on top of that, like, one little slat?
No, I don't know how
they had to be in motion
for
that to get that sort of splatter effect.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, these are first world problems, too, but still.
Yeah.
All right, I want to do a giveaway. Case, we have that screening of The Incredibles 2.
Ooh, yeah.
Very excited about this. It's on Monday, and it will be at the IMAX 2D screen at King of Prussia, 7 p.m. You need to be no later than 6:30. We have been waiting for this movie for 15 years or more.
Yes.
215-263-WMMR. Let's take 5 callers. You will be invited to get on board and to join us for that movie screening on Monday. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. We are scheduled to have Mr. Jay Farrow, who is going to be at Punchline tonight and through the weekend. We'll get him in here in just a few. Make sure you stay with us.
Become an MMR VIP. Get early access to concert pre-sales, special deals, and VIP-only contests. You'll get our newsletter about twice a month, most of which you'll find worthwhile. Sign up now at WMMR.com.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Our next guest is always great to have here. He's going to be at Punchline, and he does a lot of things. He does movies. He does comedy, does impressions. He does a lot of hot girls as well, probably. Please welcome Jay Farrow. Yeah.
Hey, hold on, Sunsy. I thought this is what I thought everybody was gonna do, baby. Okay. I thought that you were going to keep up. I thought you were gonna keep up the illusion that Dave Chappelle was still here, and I was gonna come on as Dave Chappelle, and I was gonna talk like this for the next 5 minutes. That's so insane that no one did that. Preston, what's up, baby? What's going on, Preston and Steve, son? How y'all doing, baby? Y'all good, man? Listen, man, it was a dope show last night at the Philly Punchline. Look, it sells out because I always sell out in minutes. I'm Dave Chappelle, bitch. That's just what happened. No,
you know what happened?
Shout out to Chappelle. Hey, go ahead. What you about to say? I'm sorry.
No. You know, he actually was, so he was set to start the Roots Festival, and he was sort of emceeing it. Weather, lightning will kill a show. They can't if they're, you know, the only electronics and stuff, they had to stop. So he went and did sort of a makeup show at Punchline. But it's weird because he comes to town. We used to have him on all the time.
Yeah.
And I guess the massive success.
Then he got Chappelle's show.
He got Chappelle,
He was like, forget you, baby. I'm sorry, I can't come in here.
Yeah, but all the time. He's always great.
Yeah.
He's a super talented dude.
Nice, and one of the nicest dudes ever, man.
Yeah. Just genuinely, he's
good dude.
Genuinely a good dude and a sharp mind. I mean, I know he's a stand-up comedian. Would
For
you
sure.
agree? Yeah.
For he also sure. defends other stand-ups whenever they get in hot water, especially if they say something that's quote-unquote controversial or they get in trouble in the club. And I always like the fact that he sticks up for other comics.
Yeah, that's because he always says messed up stuff.
Yeah.
He's protecting himself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like yo, that... never mind. We ain't going to go to a set right now.
So, a whole bunch of stuff comes to mind, doesn't it?
A lot of stuff comes to mind.
We understand it because the show that we're talking about stuff all the time. And it's not that we slalom... stuff, but there's just stuff people are sick of hearing about. So we stay away from politics. And if you want to get that stuff, you know where to go to get it.
Yeah.
But it does present for you, I'm sure,
Oh yeah,
you got to consider where you're going when you're doing your act.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to be careful. As long as you have a good point and you play it from both sides and you can bring it around, and people don't have to necessarily agree with what you're saying, but as long as they can see why you're thinking like that,
then you just. And I think that's right. And I think to Nick's point and with Chappelle, the comedy club needs to be safe harbor. That needs to be where definitely. You go to. People going to go see you. They got to understand. You know, the all bets are off.
Definitely.
I wanted to just quickly ask, because you're in this movie and you've been doing acting, a lot more acting, Unsane.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a Steven Soderbergh.
Oh, yeah.
With Claire Foy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a horror movie. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but was this movie all done on, like, iPhones?
Oh, no. There's no correct. You're not wrong.
It really?
Definitely done on
the
iPhone.
Entire movie was recorded on iPhones.
That's right. You all are potential directors. Yeah. Nobody's using. I'm going to be the first one to shoot something on a Samsung. I'm going to piss off so many iPhone users. Because, you know, it's all green bubble. I'm like, listen, we're not Crips and Bloods. Get over yourself. Right? It's like, oh, because, you know, you send it from the iPhone, it's a blue bubble, the message. You send it from a Verizon phone or a Samsung, it's like, oh, it's a green bubble. I can't mess with him. Well, you know what, then? Well, we'll forget your booty then. I'm a nigga. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be Samsung for my life. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Troy, that's how I do it, baby. I don't care about y'all with your freaking Siri. I don't really like Siri. And you know what? Forget Siri and forget what's Alexa too. Both of them. I don't like, she always listening. Even when you just in your house and you chilling.
Does that bother you?
All of a sudden it bothers me. I don't, sometimes she be like, beg your pardon? I said, bitch, I won't even talk to you. I won't even talk to you, bitch. This ain't nothing to do with you. I'm watching porn. Stop invading my privacy, Alexa.
Did you have, because actually with the Alexa, it was happening, it was in the news.
Yeah.
They would just start laughing out of the blue.
Giggle. Yeah, I think that was just Leslie Jones on a walkie-talkie. She was just broadcasting to everybody. That's what I think was happening, because you know she did them Amazon commercials. You know she did them.
Yeah.
Her and Keenan did them.
Yeah, a whole bunch of celebrities did them.
You know, when I listen to commercials, I can hear voices. That's how I knew that Ving Rhames did that Arby's We Have the Meats. Yep. I said, oh, snap. I say, oh, snap, the dude from Baby Boy is getting shined. Nah, Ving Rhames is a killer, man. Ving Rhames is a killer.
Are you a Pulp Fiction fan?
I you know what? I was just watching that the other day, and I was like, come on, man, why you got to do it? Why you got to take his cakes? You know what I'm saying? Like I just didn't understand the taking of the cakes.
Yeah.
Did they have to go that far? Like, couldn't they have stopped right there? Like, somebody just walked in right before it happened. That's what you're hoping, right?
Before the gimp, before that whole sequence?
Yeah.
Not any of it. You would have cut that out of the film?
I would have cut it out. I mean, Tarantino, you got to be messed up. You're going to emasculate a 6'18" black man that's about 400 freaking pounds. Like him and Michael Clark Duncan, like they were the big black dude figures.
Yeah.
You taking his cakes? I'm like, damn, Tarantino, is it worth that? Like, come on.
But there's some great lines.
Yeah, if you don't take his cake, then he doesn't get to say, no, man, I'm pretty up and fucked.
I said that line the day before yesterday. They asked me, I've been sick, and they go, you okay? No, man, I'm pretty effing far from okay.
I'm far from okay. Nah, we straight. We good. I'm just going to sit here with Mr. Rapist. You just make sure that nobody ever knows about this. I don't know. Loosely, I know this.
Yeah,
I turn away from the scene with Dorian from The Mask. Y'all don't even realize that's Dorian from The Mask.
Yeah, it is.
What's he doing
now?
God,
you're right. Yes. So the main bad guy in The Mask is one of the guys in the scene in...
He's Zed.
Yeah,
he's the rapist. He's Zed.
Always playing the bad guy. He got a bad guy, but he got George Michael eyes. How are you a bad guy and you got George Michael eyes? Like, you can never have Terrence Howard as... Okay. All right. He can act.
Yeah.
But you come on, man. You probably going to get some bitches. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your eyes qualify. You never see Smokey Robinson being a villain. You know what I mean? Like,
eyes
scared.
Are too sincere. They're too
like,
warm.
Oh, you're too light-skinned. I'm not scared of you.
Although,
get out of here, Bill Bev DeVoe.
In the Marvel Universe, they made...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. They made
I'm sorry, that's the wrong thing.
Yeah,
color
Tony,
me bad.
Tony.
I'm sorry.
Color me
I
bad.
Meant color. Sorry, people. I got my references.
I want to sex you up.
It's earlier. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry. There
that's
you
all right.
Go.
No, I was going to say, they made the Marvel Universe in the Winter Soldier, they made, who was the...
Gary Shandling?
Oh, Robert Redford.
Robert Redford, the bad guy.
Robert Redford was the mean bad guy with blue, beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
Now, did I read correctly that you would be interested in getting into that world, into that Marvel Universe, and you're kind of like getting your body jacked up and getting set for that?
Yeah, jacked, man. I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, you do.
I do. But besides, you also post really just funny... You know, one-off videos
and
club stuff. But then there's shots you training, and you're doing all the right stuff. You're hardcore doing it.
Man, I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to be the next Black Panther. I'm telling that right now.
Yeah, why not,
Wakanda,
man?
Why not, man? They had every black person in there except for me, Chris Rock, and Tracy Morgan. And Eddie.
Tracy Morgan in Wakanda.
Tracy Morgan was like, yo, I want to go to Wakanda. I like Wakanda. Africans are amazing. They got fat booties. I love booties that's fat. You ever been to a strip club and seen a bitch with bullet holes? It's amazing.
What?
That's how I know it's real.
She got
you can't
holes.
Dance with me unless you got stretch marks and bullet holes. Because I know you a hardcore bitch. So you know you'll take a bullet from me. That's even if you're dancing, I need you to be able to take a bullet at any time. Even if you're dropping it down, making it high. I like booty.
I like how he'll have a conversation. Okay, try to talk to me. Just try to
all
say
right,
something.
All right, what's your favorite kind?
Chickens aren't real.
He does. Chickens
aren't real. And you never know if it's...
Cows ain't real either.
So do you...
How you know they really killing them? You ever seen them get killed? No.
We have audio.
Because it doesn't happen.
We have audio. Do we have audio? So we sent one of our calendar girls to go interview him.
Oh, my God.
And he comes out of
that was a good idea.
Yeah.
It was a little distracting.
So you got to hear just out of the blue and you're exactly right. It is... It's a stream of consciousness, and the stream's on another planet.
I'll
play the clip. Here we go.
Fine bowl of pineapple juice.
He called her a fine bowl of pineapple juice.
Fine bowl of pineapple juice. A vicious piece of jelly.
Thank you.
Wait, is that him for real?
That's him.
Fine bowl of pineapple juice.
This is before the accident.
Okay.
I don't remember the vicious bowl of jelly line.
I don't remember that either.
I thought he would say something. You a fine bowl of pineapple. You a fine bowl of apple juice. That I'm going to get pregnant.
Yeah, that's it.
How do you get juice pregnant?
How long did you work
with him? I get juice pregnant.
Tropicana's
my son.
Wait, but seriously, is he like that? Like nonstop?
Well, he used to be. Now he's more, you know, now he's turned to a philosopher. He's more introspective now.
Did you see that clip of him? He's being interviewed and he was asked about because he has the new show that's doing very well.
Yeah. Shout out to Tracy Morgan.
Right.
Last OG.
And that it's great.
Yeah.
But, I have to admit, and Jay, you've been through this. When you're on a tour, your promotional tour, and you're 15,000 interviews, and they put up one where clearly he was getting worn down, and he got a little pissed.
Right.
But, I mean, it's hard because in a moment in time, people look at that and go, oh, man, this guy's gotten all pissed off now. But you know he's on the ass end of a super long tour.
Yeah, and they always – and that's when they – see, that's the thing, man. You got to make sure that you were calm the whole time because, you know, nobody knows when the clip was. Like, they're not going to know that it was, like, at 5:35 in the morning after you got off of a red eye and then your service sucked because you was on Alaska Airlines and they don't know nothing about customers. Say, am I being personal?
No personal experience.
There are certain conditions that always do happen before those things that, you know, people are already a little riled up. Just like when Kanye West was on the Breakfast Club and then he went to and then he did Sway in the Morning. And that's when he snapped.
Yeah.
Now I can't speak for him what he did at the TMZ. That was just totally
that was weird.
Unrehearsed.
We were watching
listen, everyone. Yeah, hold on. Here we go.
Listen, everyone. I was on opioids. Yeah. I was on medication. At first, they had me taking three at first, you know. But by the end, guess how many I was taking? 7. Nobody was guessing that number. Like, I was just sitting there like, oh, I don't know, 7? Like, nobody said that. The fact that he snapped off like that.
Well, then now he says he was diagnosed as bipolar.
Listen, everyone. You know, I got liposuction because I didn't want y'all to call me fat like y'all did Rob at the wedding. Yeah. I did this for y'all. You see the scar, though? Yeah.
No.
You know, the scar I got, you know, that's for all my fans, you know, for the people, you know, so y'all can't call me a fat ass, you know, because, you know, I ain't trying to get turned into a meme, you know. Have you heard his 7? I don't give a damn about him with his whole, the charades. All right,
he's
saying whatever he's saying. I just want the man to make more than 7 songs on the album. That's not enough.
But you can't argue with the fact the album is number one in the world.
It is dope, but you just want more because it's like that.
Do you like it? Have you heard it? Yeah. I mean,
yeah, like I think it's amazing.
I have actually been trying to get into rap a little bit more lately.
Really?
I really have. Just because I'm trying to. I don't know. Like it started with
you said it. It's like I'm really trying to get into rap more lately. You know,
well, I am because I fell off for a little while there. Like
he's very eclectic in his approach to music. So
yeah.
I think it was the Meek Mill that started it, right?
No, it was actually, believe it or not, it was Chance the Rapper first.
Oh, yes. Okay. Shout out to Chance the Rapper. That's my guy.
It wasn't Lil Za?
No, this started last year.
Who the hell
year.
Is Lil Za?
Justin Bieber's quasi-rap buddy.
Lil Za, Lil Uzi, Lil Booty,
Lil Yachty.
Who are these Lil Yachty. People? These
I know.
Lil Booty?
Yeah.
Lil Yachty? Like, why is... We grow up. What the hell? I'm just well, like, saying, grow like, up, dog.
It's like Lil Bow Wow. And then he became Bow Wow.
Yeah. Listen, he ain't even... Bow Wow ain't even Bow Wow right now. He's Shad Moss, okay? Like, there's some struggles happening. Yeah. Yeah.
The fake name's gone now.
He's got to pay. Listen, once you're in debt to the government, all right, your rap name is over, okay? We're calling you your government.
It's
name.
Your license name, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like put your license out. That's what we're going to call you. You see, if I messed up and I owed a whole bunch of money, y'all couldn't call me Jay Farrell anymore. I'd be Jared Farrell. Oh, I can't. Whoa,
no, they always include the middle name because.
Jared Antonio Farrell. Yeah,
there you go.
Go make your fake profiles, bitches. I don't even know if that's going to happen.
So let me ask you, to Preston's question about the Marvel thing, do you have any inroads? Has anyone ever approached you? I mean, because you're a big fan. You're a Marvel fan, right?
I'm getting very close to either, you know, it almost had a role in this DC thing, but that would have kind of messed up me getting a bigger role.
Well, you know, Kristen Wiig is playing the main nemesis in the next Wonder Woman movie.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Oh, that's so dope.
She's playing Cheetah.
One of us did it.
Yeah, yes. She's playing Cheetah.
That's
yeah.
so dope, man. Congratulations to her, man. That would be so... I wouldn't mind playing the bad guy. You know?
Yeah.
I'm so sweet. Really, he looks sweet. Look at him. You know, he looks ticklish. She's like, you can tickle him. You know?
But that's cool. That's a cool one.
It's cool. It is cool to an extent.
You can tickle him.
It's cool until you're at a random bar and somebody comes up and they start, you know, they get really close and they grab your ass.
Because they think they know you. They know the TV.
Yeah.
How much did White Famous go to sort of countering that image?
Dude, no, dude. I went to...
That's the series you did, yeah.
And that's still playing everywhere because I went to England and I was walking down the street and I was doing some shopping in London. I was walking down the street and then African family came up to me. Excuse me. I said, hey guys, are you Floyd Mooney? I was like, Floyd Mooney? Yes, from the White Famous. Me and my family, we watch you all of the time. You are so hilarious. We love your show. And I was like, yeah, bitches, canceled.
Oh, man. One season, there was a lot of people who got pissed off about that.
Listen, yeah, and you know, hands off. It was higher powers. Anything ain't had stuff that did not have to do with the actors and whatever.
Okay.
You know, we on something. We working on other things, but the fact that did get views in all these different countries and people are still appreciative of that body of work. You know, it just lays more ground down.
Yeah, it's cool.
And you get more fans, and now that's going to become a cult classic, which is cool.
So something tells me, as you just did that you can probably do a rock solid T'Challa impersonation.
Oh yeah, T'Challa.
Say, listen to me, Nakia. Hi. Listen, I am T'Challa. He should have a friend that just came in. I am T'Challa. No, his name is Anthony. That's Anthony right there. That's his real name. That's who that is. I never freeze. He freezes all the time. Bro. He's freezing right now. You see his goosebumps? He's goosey. He's goosey. You can see it right through that vibranium outfit. He's goosey.
It was such a cool thing. Well, do you have anybody in mind you would love to play in the array of heroes?
You know what? Villains. It would be kind of...
Or villains, yeah.
It would be dope to play... I haven't even been thinking about the villain thing, but
we'll
I was thinking
hero.
Maybe Green Lantern could be dope.
Yeah. Green Lantern, because anybody could... They've had many Green Lanterns.
Yeah. Now they got the black... Like, they got the... They have the black version. What's his name? John... Damn it. Whatever the... Okay, the black Green Lantern. Okay?
The Black Lantern.
The Black Light.
Okay.
There we go. So I would love to play that character.
Yeah.
And,
do you gravitate more to DC than a Marvel?
You know what, man? It doesn't matter. I don't feel like the checks are that different. I really don't feel like the checks are that different. And I'm like, oh, you ain't going to be able to get into a club. Like, ain't nobody going to be like, hey, yo, man, you DC, we don't let you in here. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's like Marvel, DC, it's equal.
Let
Bring
me
your
tell
ass
you.
In here. Get more people, you know?
From a fan's perspective, I know there are different schools of thought. I love it all. Press and I, and everyone here, huge comic book fans. My favorite character is Batman but I love the Marvel. The more the merrier. This stuff didn't exist years ago.
Yeah.
And you never had realizations of these characters you would read, you know, under the sheets and when you were 8 years old.
Yeah.
And now they're up on the screen.
Yeah.
Whatever they're doing. Even, it's like, they say they like pizza. Even bad pizza is pretty good.
Yeah.
Even a bad superhero movie is pretty good.
Yeah. Let's not go all the way with the pizza there. There's some pizza out there. You can switch that sweet ass sauce. I'm sorry. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it, Poppy. I'm sorry, Papa. I do not like it, Papa. I no like. Me no me gusta. You know? I've been working on my spine.
By the way, I want to mention that Jay, if you're just tuning in, it's Jay Farrow, and he's going to be at Punchline tonight. There's a show at 8:30, and Friday and Saturday there's 7:30 and 9:45, and you can get tickets at punchlinephilly.com. You working on a YouTube show or a channel on YouTube Red?
It's a YouTube Red show that I'm featuring in. It's called Now We Here, and I have I got a recurring character on that.
Okay.
That was fun. I've already shot some of it. I had to play a rapper. He was kind of, I'm not going to tell you what happens to him, but he's a rapper who's like Drake-ish type of vibe, and you know, he's blowing up, and it's his two homies that have been with him since the beginning, and something happens, and they kind of got to carry on. But it's been fun, man. That's been fun. On top of that, I just came back from overseas. I just shot this movie in Tbilisi. That's Georgia, not the state, not the download state. The country.
The country.
Well,
yeah.
And we shot the rest of it in Ireland, in Dublin.
Ah. Ireland.
We shot that in Dublin.
How was that?
Oh yeah, it was beautiful there. You know? It's very beautiful out there in Dublin. You know, there was one lady came up to me. She watched me. She said, hey, watch yourself now. I was like, do you know something I don't know?
The way she said it was so ominous. You know what I mean?
Hey, watch yourself now.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, yo, if you hanging with an Irish person, like, don't get in a fight because they're not going to help. Yo.
Yeah, no.
They're not going to freaking help you. They'll watch. They'll tell you what's happening.
Right.
Like, they will definitely commentate, but they're not going to help you. They'll be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's catching up to you. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. He got you now. Now you're down on the ground bleeding. Oh, no. You're bleeding out. Oh, no. Somebody help him. Somebody call 911.
Yeah.
I would call, but I have no service.
Now you're expecting to hold your own, I guess.
Yeah, you gotta. Well, if you go to Scotland, you got a whole bunch of Gerard Butlers. They'll kick your ass.
Yes. They're a fighting lot.
You want to fight me from Scotland. I am from Scotland. And I drink too much. And I will take you down like Chris Brown.
Take me down like Chris Brown.
That's what they say in Ireland.
Hell of a takedown. Right,
what do you mentioned Drake. What do you think about all of these rap battles, these fights, these feuds?
You know what,
there's a new one every week, and Drake is in something now with this this baby and this porn or this woman he's involved with?
Well, listen, man. All right. Let's.
All right.
I hope you say what I'm thinking.
All right. All right. When I heard the thing about the porn star thing, I wasn't surprised.
By the way, for people who aren't familiar.
You know, Drake and Pusha T, shout out to the home squad, 757. Pusha T's from my area. Yeah. You know, they kind of beefing right now, going back with diss tracks. And Pusha actually said in the track that, you know, Drake is allegedly, he allegedly got a porn star pregnant. And the kid is growing up and he's kind of being a deadbeat dad. It's kind of like he's not. It's more like he's at work because he's just on the road. Like, doesn't have the time to maybe hang out with the kid. But, you know, they said he flew the kid and the porn star chick out.
All the fight? What's all the fighting, though? Everyone's successful. They're doing great.
But here's the thing about rap. Rap and the hip-hop culture for years has been dominated by rap feuds and beefs. Yeah. And you know, look, Ja Rule and 50 Cent are going at it again.
Yeah.
And you're just like, wait a minute. Now, I know they're bringing back a lot of 90s shows, but is that what we're doing now? Bringing back beefs?
Right.
Like, who else had beefs from back in the day that we could talk about? Jay-Z versus Nas again?
Right.
Like, is that going to happen? Like, Jay's going to be like, yo, I still feel some type of way.
I still got bars for him. I got kids now. I put you in the crown. Yeah, I got the tray. Pound.
Like, is that? Like, I don't know if that's going to happen, man. But
isn't it just promotion, though? I mean,
it is.
That's all it is.
And so, like, sometimes these beefs are set up to financially help the artist.
Well, so, like, Drake, to me, seems a little soft. Probably because he's Canadian, right? So doesn't this give him a little bit more edge?
Does
it?
Okay.
If it wasn't so orchestrated.
All right. Let's just talk about Drake's W's real quick. Because when he went against your boy, it was kind of like everybody was singing back to back. You know, like, if you know what I'm talking about, is this your world tour or your girl tour? Like, that will forever be the bar of the century. Mm-hmm. Like, straight up. So we get back to that. You talk about now him going against Pusha.
If I'm reading you right, to Casey's point, so we see all this stuff, but a lot of it is very orchestrated and manipulated, and it's a big PR. Somebody just incite one to rattle the cage just to get the press?
Yeah, like, you know, shoot, to get my numbers hit up, like, I can, if I wanted to beef with somebody,
who'd you pick?
Who could I be? You know what?
Jaleel White?
Me and Michael Winslow from Police Academy.
Oh, please, start that feud. Start that feud.
I make noises better than you. We just go back and forth. He just makes a track as a whole bunch of helicopter sounds and animal mating noises.
You should have heard what he said about you, though, man. It was pretty rough.
It was rough?
Yeah.
He cursed at me. I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like the way you did that, Mike.
He said, you know what he said? He said in the movie Sing, you sounded more like a rhinoceros than an elephant.
That son of a bitch.
By the way, I love that movie.
Bitch. Yeah. I'm still getting checks off it, so nice. I love it too.
Animated stuff?
Dude, I get why Eddie Murphy was donkey for so long now. Yeah. I get it. Hey, it makes sense. When I seen that check, I said, damn it, Sing 2. Let's go. I'm dead ass. I don't give a damn. Hey, look, if they want me to play everybody in the Animal Kingdom, I don't give a damn. I will play everybody. Make me a gecko out that bitch. I will play a gecko.
Play the new gecko.
I'll play a gecko with an Irish accent. And I'll look at everybody in the movie. I'll be like, hey, watch yourself now.
It's insurance.
But yeah, man, animation is definitely where it's at. I mean, we're talking about acting as well. I got another movie coming out with Cat Williams called 2 Minutes of Fame, which is amazing. I've seen some of it, man. I can't wait. That's gonna be one right there, man.
We just had him on. He was promoting his special, his stand-up
special.
Yeah,
he was a nice dude. He's a cool dude, right?
He is. He was a cool. You always read this volatile stuff about him. But he was really good in the interview. He was really
Cat is so smart, man. And I don't judge people before. I don't like to judge people before I meet them. Like judging is bad in general. But when you meet somebody and you can get the vibe off of them, like I feel like then you know who that person is. You can't just go off of hearsay,
right?
Because a lot of folks were like, "Hey, man," a lot of folks coming up to me, my comedian friends, "Hey, man, yo, Jay, man, you need to watch out, man. Cat crazy." I was like, "Man, I ain't care about no damn crazy. I know what crazy. I got 200 voices in my head, bitch. I'm like, crazy." You know what I'm saying? So when I met him, I just walked up to him. I was like, "Hey, Cat, man, I'm such a fan." And he's like, "Excuse me, boo boo. I know exactly who you are, boo boo. Now, Jay Farrow, this what we gonna do. We gonna get this movie. We gonna make these lines. We gonna make them pop, and by the end, we all gonna get bitches." I was like, "Man, well, this man is not crazy. He's horny. There's a difference. Y'all need to respect his space. Stop freaking giving him false titles."
Yeah.
Chappelle said the worst thing you could do is call somebody crazy. Yeah. Even when Kanye goes through his rants and speech, if you kind of listen to some stuff, now his delivery might not be on point.
Right.
And, you know, we know that because we witness somebody every day whose delivery is trash, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it comes to you trying to get a point across, you know, you have to you gotta understand like who you're talking to, and you kind of gotta play to the room. You can't just be all you. "Yo, I did." You can't do that. You might be like, "Yo, I did this," because you know if you go "yo," people turned off. But if you go "yo," people are like, "Oh, okay, I'll listen to it."
It's a legitimate desire to communicate, yeah, as opposed to just yell at people.
Yeah, and yeah. some of the stuff Kanye said, man, it does make sense. But then you know he'll say one line like "slavery is a choice," and you'll just be like, "Wow, well, no,
it's not." Yeah. It's a classic throwing out the baby with the bathwater. I've always hated the "oh, you're only as good as your last act" thing. You know, like you got to take the overall, you know, and a lot of times. Preston's been touting a philosophy that I think is really good. Oh, yeah. As the news cycle goes, give something about 48 hours before you start to, you know, get all riled up quickly. And, right. We all love to be inflamed quickly. And it's like, let it breathe. See what comes out about it.
You know? Think about what you heard.
Don't take everybody's opinion on something, you know, watch it and make your own opinion on it.
Because, yeah.
You know, you don't want to follow trends like you. Individuality.
Right,
you know,
right.
You don't want to be at the flock. You know what I mean? Be above it.
Yeah. You remember the whole Richard Sherman brouhaha when he was yelling at Erin Andrews? And it was the delivery that got everybody riled up. And then people actually started listening to what he said before and after, and it sort of made sense. But a lot of people were exposed to Richard Sherman for the first time through that clip. And
it's a soundbite.
It's a soundbite,
as we said earlier.
We still play Howard
sound
Dean.
Soundbite will kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. And Howard Dean lost the Democratic nomination probably in 2004 because he went to some rally and yelled, you know?
Yeah!
And
then, that's what happened. And Sherman, he's like, "I'm not yelling. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling to you."
It was climax.
No, we have that too. If you want to hear something.
Bing there.
Is that him climax?
That's from a.
That's from a porn.
That's an orgasm scene.
Yeah.
From a.
God, he must have had a lot.
Jeez.
You hear him say, he says, "Goddamn bitch." Listen.
Damn it. That's neither Richard Sherman nor Howard Dean.
No. I thought you had a Howard Dean climax.
Yeah, that's Howard Dean.
That's him? It really wasn't that. No, it was that one. That one.
Here's Howard Dean.
That really is him.
That killed a political career.
That part.
Yeah. Jay, I hate, you know, your impressions are so spot on. We've got to wrap up in a second. I'm never one to ask somebody who does spot on impressions to do one, but I'm going to ask because yesterday I knew you were coming in today. So I'd never seen the movie The Equalizer.
It's so good.
I started watching it yesterday, and I'm about halfway through. I had to stop because my daughter came home from school, and I'm like, "Oh, not going to have this song while she's in there." But your Denzel is so damn spot on, man. I love it.
Oh, it's funny. You know, it's you know, what's actually hilarious is that you know, we're coming out with The Equalizer 2, you know, and I actually have my hair. You know, so when Denzel gets the fro, that means it's a go. That's right.
Your facial, the facial though, yeah, the expressions.
It's all about the, you know, yeah, yeah, you know, it's the look, you know, you gotta, you know, you gotta just, you know, just sit in it and revel in it and look around and just, you know, you kind of gotta blink like somebody's throwing sand in your eyes. That's what it is, right? They throwing sand in your eyes. That's right. And you were trying to protect your lenses. That's right. You know, you'll never see me out there in the desert around there with there's a whirlwind and some sand. I ain't gonna be beside it. Why? Because I'm just gonna be like this the whole damn time. My eyes are going to be closed, son. Or maybe I'll go like this and give you the sleepy hollow. That's what I call that.
The sleepy hollow,
huh? That's right, because I'm hollowing sleep. That made no sense, but I said it because I'm Zell. You know what's crazy? I got a bit now, too, man. I got a bit. I'm like, yo, you know, with all the... Well, be careful. You know, but, you know, with all the Hollywood stuff happening right now...
You got the Morgan Freeman and all this.
And I was like, yo, which other one of my black heroes is going to be taken down next? Right. I was like, it better not be Denzel.
Denzel
did touch somebody, you wouldn't find out about it because, you know, they're not going to say nothing.
I'm like, bitch, Denzel touched me. Oh, my God.
Bitch, really? Yes, bitch. I'm never washing this nipple. He bit it and everything. He's like, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got a perky set. I like that, huh? That's right. I can grab that. I can grab whatever. I can do a Trump. Ain't nobody going to say a damn thing because I'm Zell. Huh? Now you can't be doing that as Morgan Freeman, right?
Yeah.
Because nobody wants their granddaddy to grab them by the... That's right.
You want granddaddy grabbing the cooter?
No. That's right. No granddaddy's grabbing cooters, huh? That's what they call the law.
Oh, that's great, man.
Oh,
that's
so good. My brother.
It's a comprehensive, okay. Especially. The equalizer is so good.
That's right.
He said that.
So what do you see when you look in my eyes? Nikolai, what do you see when you look in my eyes?
The Sleepy Hollow.
I see a confident man.
You see a confident man.
Who knows what he wants.
Knows what he wants.
And gets what
he wants. Mm-hmm. You see, I basically took your words and said them, but did it better. That's what Denzel does, man. He's the freaking greatest. He got snubbed for Fences. I will say it. And Casey Affleck now. We didn't see him last year. We didn't see him at the Oscars this year. You know, he was kind of stay clear. You know, there's a whole bunch of people in the back sweating like, man, I hope they don't put me on that list next
year. He was right there. He was right at the beginning of Me Too.
He was right.
So there are all these allegations, but he just got in under the wire.
Yeah.
So you're exactly right.
But Denzel got snubbed, man. You know he was ticked off, man. I know when he went home, he was probably like, okay. Okay, hi. Yeah, so you're going to give that award to the booty taker, huh? That's what you're going to give it to? The man that takes booty. I ain't never took a booty, and if I did take a booty, you wouldn't know about it. That's right, because it ain't taking booty. That's right what it is. It's called consummation. That's right, because I'm a gentleman. I talk to the box. You know, you talk to the box, right? You talk to the box like it's lunch, right? You talk to the box, and you say to the box, you know, something's about to happen to you, and you're going to like it. That's going
to
be cool.
You talk to the box.
Yeah. And you know what, Casey Affleck, that man took the booty and he also took my award. That's what he did. And I watched his acting and I fell asleep. And then in my sleep, I fell asleep. Yeah, that's right. That's called sleep inception.
Sleep inception.
That's right. Kid.
It's like the Sleepy Hollow.
It's like Sleepy Hollow, except I ain't blinking my eyes. I was wide awake watching him get that award because I starred, I directed, I put my own money up.
Oh, my God.
He's throwing stuff in the studio.
He did a lip thing.
No, he is really good.
Go ahead.
Fences, no, you're right, though. It took a while for me to actually get to see it, but he's phenomenal.
Yeah, and Kathy hated Manchester by the Sea, by the way.
Yeah, that's why he got a big laugh from me when he said he fell asleep.
Yeah, Casey F.
I'll tell you, you saw The Equalizer, I assume, right?
I did.
You know what I loved about that movie was that there was no... Like, he didn't struggle. He just kicked everybody's ass.
You
like,
feel sorry for the bad guy.
Yes. Yes.
And you never want the good guy. It's like, I'm tired of seeing heroes have their, I got to get my ass beaten, period. Right. He is a machine in that. Mm-hmm. And that whole thing about the OCD stuff, that was his creation. About you know, the silverware being just right and all that. That was his thing. And that made that character so much more interesting.
Yeah.
It's just great. And then Fuqua was the director, right?
Antoine Fuqua. Shout out to Antoine Fuqua, man.
It's great.
Yeah, he's and Denzel is Denzel is great, and she was great too. Zoe was her name.
Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yeah. Chloe Grace Moretz. She's I've watched her. I've watched her do some dope things.
You a fan of the Kick-Ass movies?
They're all right.
The first one.
I like the first one.
She's done other things.
Yeah, she's done other stuff.
But the Kick-Ass is, Kick-Ass is pretty good, though.
Nice.
But, I ain't go to the movies for Kick-Ass 2. I wasn't like, oh, snap, Jim Carrey's in a Marvel superhero costume. Yeah, right. I want to go see that with his beard. Yeah, sure. Yeah. He's starting to look like Noah. Him and David Letterman.
Yep.
They need to braid that.
Stop the braid thing. Stop the beard. The beard stuff is, I hate it. I hate the Methuselah. I watched Letterman's interviews on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I can't get. Well,
they can probably go to any hood in Philadelphia and be good, because all the black dudes out there, the beards be down here. They be right. Like, no pork on my fork. That's probably David Letterman. Hey, black guys, how you doing? I'm trying to get the Philly. I'm trying to get the Philly accent. Right. Yo, Bob, we don't know you. We don't know you, Bob, but since you got that hair. You got that hair down here? Y'all, we gonna accept you. Come on in. Get some barbecue chicken. Hey, ball. Nut-ass ball. That's what they say, nut-ass ball.
Do they?
Nut-ass ball.
Nut-ass?
Nut-ass ball. I'm like, pause. Super pause. It's so young ball. My young John. Young ball. Y'all have heard.
I've not heard this.
Yes.
What?
You heard it, Kath?
You got it.
Yeah.
We're going to take a field trip to the hood. All of us.
I want to learn. I want to learn.
You're busy?
I'm busy.
Don't pull out on me now. Come on, man.
Listen, unfortunately, we got to wrap it up. We could talk to Jay all day long.
Let's go.
We got to move along. But punchline.
Cha-cha slide.
Philly tonight.
Domino.
You know, lions ain't real.
Lions ain't real. Leave up a giraffe.
8:30.
Sorry, do your thing, man. Hey, look, why am I going to talk while you promoting, please?
We're going to end on this music, by the way. Here we go. Tomorrow and Saturday night, 7:30 and 9:45 as well. You can go to punchlinephilly.com to get the details, Jay.
And you can go to jferrellworld.com.
A new website, right?
Yeah, jferrellworld.com. That's what it's called.
Farrell World.
You're awesome, man.
Yeah, hey,
thank y'all, man.
We love seeing you, man. Thanks for coming back to Philly.
Thanks for having me, dog.
Appreciate it. Yay. Jay Farrell, guys. Yay! Take a break and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Here is the gift for your dad for Father's Day. Gang, I speak from experience. I got this gift myself, and it is fantastic from Omaha Steaks. I'm a griller. Maybe he's a griller. You got to get him this. 78% off for this special Father's Day Omaha Steaks gift package. It includes, get this, 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 all beef Omaha Steak burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and for this deal, you get 4 more grill-ready Omaha Steaks burgers for free with the purchase. Now, you get this all for $49.99, but here's what you have to do. You have to go to omahasteaks.com, type Gadzooks in the search bar, and add the Father's Day package to your cart. Remember, it's a limited time and only $49.99, but you have to go to omahasteaks.com, type Gadzooks in the search bar, and add the Father's Day package to your cart. Grab your dad and fire up the grill. Don't wait.
Are you ready for love? If so, Steven makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Steven Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStevenSinger.com.
Hey, give Dad some peace and quiet this Father's Day with a gift card from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Over 50 locations in Delaware, South Jersey, Philadelphia, including the Lehigh Valley to choose from. Go to handandstone.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
We're going to be firing up our hottie cam once again. It's Cowtown Day here in the studio, celebrating by giving away family 4-packs to South Jersey's world-famous Cowtown Rodeo.
I'm going to have to check this out.
Rope the whole family in and visit Cowtown Rodeo to witness some of the most amazing athletes. It is the best show on dirt, and let's give it away to callers number 13 and 14 at 215-263-WMMR. And they do this rain or shine, gang. It's pretty cool. The Cowtown Farmers Market is open rain or shine, by the way. So let's get you on board. And we have both Amy and Kelsey who are showing off their Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots. And the reason that these guys are all here is because the voting for Philly's hottest, Preston and Steve's hottest girl in Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots. And you can vote by going to WMMR.com. So take a look at the hottie cam. Call now to win the prizes. Go and see our friends at Cowtown all over the place. We got lots of stuff for you. Let's get a look at traffic. What's going on, Kathy?
So that accident on the 42 freeway northbound, it is still jammed from College Drive to Route 41. However, now only the left lane is blocked. It's an accident. There was earlier vehicle fires. There's a bit of a gaper delay still on the southbound side, but it is getting better. 55 northbound jams Deptford to the 42 freeway and the Ben Franklin Bridge westbound. So the downside to 8th and Vine. On the Pennsylvania Turnpike westbound, you're jammed Willow Grove to Fort Washington. The left lane is blocked with an accident there. Blue Route northbound, heavy 90 to Route 1 southbound, the Mid-County tolls to the Schuylkill Expressway, and then slow Route 1 to Media. Schuylkill westbound jams Passyunk to the Vine, the Boulevard to Belmont, and then the Blue Route out to 202 eastbound side, slowing the Blue Route into Conshohocken and the Boulevard to the Vine Expressway. Now on 95 northbound, that's jammed Newtown to the Scudder Falls Bridge, the right lane blocked with an accident. Southbound, heavy from Bridge Street through to Girard, and then the Blue Route to the Commodore Barry Bridge, and then in North Philadelphia, 611 Broad Street between West Erie Ave and the Boulevard. We've got jammed traffic and overturned vehicle causing that. This traffic report brought to you by Tires Plus. Stop by Tires Plus Thursday through Sunday for their epic savings event and save up to $100 on any purchase of $500 or more. Visit TiresPlus.com or see store for full details. Minimum purchase required. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Dude, Allison was Jay Farrell.
Oh, my God.
This is great having him
just
here.
Just a great guy. Every time he's been here, he's a really, you know, personable guy. But thank you for asking for Denzel.
Oh, man, I had to. And we went for almost an hour with him, too.
I know.
It was just great having
him. Yeah.
Steve, the Mutiny is coming up. And by the way, it's spelled M-E-W.
M-E-W, like a kitty cat.
Mutiny.
I'm very proud of my wife. She's worked hard on putting this thing together for her charity, the Mac Fund. Thank you for allowing me to on a little bit about it, Preston.
Yeah.
Long story short, many feral and homeless cats are being saved because of the fund raised by the Mac Fund. And a big event is going on Thursday, June 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. It's Mutiny on the Mashula. The idea is the cats have taken over the ship. And a whole bunch of stuff is crazy. It's going on as you walk around for this happy hour. It's 3 hours, basically. We have music by the great DJ Perry. Up Close Magic by a guy who's phenomenal, Mike Palladino. He does also, you know, mental stuff and, you know, like David Blaine type stuff. Where there's a caricature artist, Tiffany Case, who's great. Juggling and a, you know, the bubble water bubble act. This guy, Douglas Stafford from Bad Idea Entertainment. He's with the Renaissance Fair as well. He's going to be there. We have Corporate Tarot presentation by Marilyn Sukonik, I believe is her name. So what she does is a whole bunch of people sit down. She does tarot card reading. She actually does lipstick reading too, Kathy.
Lipstick
so,
reading?
Yeah, so you like
that?
You put your, you like kiss a card and she can sort
and
of.
Oh, she reads it. That's cool.
Yeah, so it's a very cool thing. We're going to have a balloon artist. The Mixie Chicks are providing macaroons. This is an incredible, you know, baking company. Yards Brewery is providing beer. We have vodka from Stateside. We have One Hope Wines, Chatsford Wine, and we have gin and brandy from Brandy Wine Distillery. And as a special Mac Fun drink, plus there's all sorts of raffles and stuff. Tickets are going to go, but we want you to be a part of it. Please do that. And it's, again, it's at the Mashulu. We're going to have some of our calendar girls as pirateers walking around and getting raffles. The whole idea is to raise money, but we want you to have a blast. Even if you don't even know what the charity's about, you're going to have a good time. But, you know, it's a really important thing. It's, you know, for pet lovers, it's going to mean a lot. So if you check it out, all the information is on PrestonSteve.com. Order your tickets now. We'd love to see you there. It's going to be a great time. Thank you, Preston.
You got it, man. Absolutely. So another event that took place yesterday was the PR Presents.
I was listening to as some of it was were being recorded, Preston.
Yeah.
It sounded great.
Daniel Radcliffe and the Meat Sweats.
Daniel Radcliffe and the Hobbits.
Daniel Radcliffe and the...
Nathaniel Rateliff.
All right.
Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
Russian weightlifters and the Daniel Radcliffe.
Those are the ones.
Yeah. Yes.
Night Sweats are a great band, by the way.
Yeah.
They really are.
I pulled up to the back of the Ardmore Music Hall because I thought maybe I could find parking back there, and I couldn't. But I pulled up to the back door, and they were all there. And so I rolled down my window, and I'm such a dork. But I was like, hey, how you doing, Night Sweats? Hi, Nathaniel. And they were like, get out of here, fatso.
Well, that's very cruel for them to say out of the blue, to say, get out of here, fatso.
No, but I embarrassed
myself.
Trust
me, I don't think they were calling you fatso.
No? You don't think so?
Did you see him?
They're large.
he's a big guy. But so I got there. I had just missed, because I had trouble parking, but I just missed the interview portion. Kathy, you saw
I
all
saw
that,
it,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did that go?
It was good. They were cool. It was him and Nick. Who was the other guy? The Scott Weiland lookalike.
Oh, Joey is the bass player.
Yeah, so it was the two of them, and they were up there, and they were cool. And then they did there was a funny part. They did station IDs, and they were telling a story about how they had to do things like this and how it took them, like, 2 hours to get it done. Like, it's just not what they do. And so they tried to do a station ID, and it turned out to be, I think it was 93FS.
Yeah.
The curse words.
And you're, you're listening to not effing
yeah.
They bailed.
Yeah. And I've been to a bunch of these Pierre Presents events, especially at the Army Music Hall. And this one was the most well-attended. It was packed.
Yeah, why I think that this, and I had mentioned it yesterday, I think they have, you know, through just sheer musicianship and a command of the music and a unique sound, I think they can move into that sort of Dave Matthews area of this side of the music that we play on MMR.
I went and saw them last night, and they're great live. And they were really awesome at the Ardmore Music Hall yesterday, but it was a shorter set. It was 5, 6, 7 songs, something like that. And then last night was a full show. It was a Head and the Heart open, and it was the Skyline stage of the Man, which I've never been to before. There's the regular Man venue, and then the Skyline stage is uphill. And it's an outdoor venue as well. And it was a phenomenal show. The only thing about yesterday that I will say that was a slight disappointment.
No, it was a huge disappointment.
Okay, it was a huge disappointment was that they didn't do Son of a Bitch. And that's a fantastic song. It's their most well-known song. It's probably their biggest hit, and it'll pay the bills for years and years.
And I heard people talking about it when they were leaving. Like,
oh, really?
Like, everyone was talking about it. Like, what? Why didn't
they
play it?
I really wasn't that disappointed.
Because you're a bigger fan. And,
yeah.
And you like the band more than just that song. And when I went and saw the show last night.
That's basically why I went.
And when I went I saw the show last night, and people were leaving the venue when that song was finished. They weren't done with the show, but people came to see Son of a Bitch.
Right.
And then they did that song, and then people took off because it's probably their most well-known song, and it's a great, great tune. So yesterday for Pierre Presents, they were mostly focusing on new music, and they didn't do the hit, which is a shame. Yeah.
They did all new stuff, and then they left, and they came back for an encore, and I think when they came back for the encore,
totally.
People thought that he was going to do S.O.B.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They actually did. They did do an old song from the first album called I Need Never Get Old, but it wasn't S.O.B.
Right. I got to chat with him last night a little bit. I went to backstage with Pierre, and Pierre asked him about it, about why he didn't want to do that yesterday. And Pierre was really nice and said, you know, there were people.
You!
Exactly.
That's what he opened with.
You should have done it.
But Nathaniel said, you know, and this happens with bands, that they were just kind of tired of playing it all the time. And I understand that. I just think they're missing out on an opportunity.
You guys ever been to a show where they don't play the song
yes.
you want them to play?
The
yes.
song?
Yes. Yeah. And it, listen, especially if it's a newer band, especially if it's a band where it's just getting, and then you have the opposite Preston. Remember, was it the Young Radicals, the New Radicals?
New Radicals. Yeah.
They played the hit that they had out at the beginning and end of the concert.
Yeah, they played it twice.
Yeah. Bookended it.
2 times.
Yeah. I mean,
which
I
we're
saw.
Like, is this really happening?
Is this really happening?
Like, wow, what a bold move. They're leading with their biggest hit. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. And then they played it again at the end of the show. We're like, wow, that sounds kind of desperate to me.
To Nick's point, though, it is, listen, you the hook, you've sunk the hook.
Yeah.
Give the people what they want.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm very familiar with the band. I'm very familiar with the two albums. And so I wasn't disappointed yesterday because, to me, all of the songs that they played, I knew and I loved. And
good for you.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But if you have two albums, you play the biggest hit.
Well, no.
Without question, every single time, even if you hate it.
But what I'm going to say is take a
chill pill.
No. Take a journey with the band and with the albums because they're really, really great to listen to. Obviously, S.O.B. is the moneymaker. It's the one that really brought them to the table.
And play it.
And play it. I agree with you. But it doesn't mean that yesterday was...
No, it wasn't.
It's a different subject. Yeah, it's just like, you know, when you're expecting to hear this song, you don't hear it. Bill, a great moment from Bill Weston from one of our meetings... Bill did this thing at Casey Still Pantomimes all the time, which was Rush had come to town. They had the Clockwork Angels tour, yeah. which was a concept album. And they made it very well known that, look, we're going to focus on this album. We're going to play it from beginning to end, the majority album. They left like two songs out and they, all of it. And then at the then later on, they sprinkled in a handful of songs. And so Bill was just lost to it because he didn't listen to the new album, which I understand. I've gone to many concerts where I haven't listened to the new album. And then as soon as new song comes on, bathroom, beer, boom, I'll be back in a few minutes. No problem. But this was, you know, marketed well in advance. We are going to play. The majority of this is going to be new material.
Then you're cleared. You're fine.
Then
you're
you
absolved.
Complain about it, but Bill right. complained about
did
it.
Did he?
What was the thing where he
not
did...
like Rush? Boy, it was a great show full of hits. He was talking about another concert. Hashtag not like Rush. And he did this thing that Casey still does. And only then I think is it cool. Like when Tom Petty came to town. And he wasn't doing Tom Petty songs. Yeah. He was with his, I forgot
Mud
the
Crutch.
Mud Crutch.
Yeah.
And he's like, no Heartbreakers.
Right.
No Tom Petty. We're going to play nothing but Mud Crutch. And make sure that you know this going in. And if you come out of there pissed off, it's your own fault because you were let know well in advance.
Steve, you and I have talked about that Neil Young tour that they did a few years ago.
I saw it.
It was like 12, 13 years ago. And it was Greendale. Welcome to Greendale.
Welcome to Greendale. It's a concept. It's basically like Lake Wobegon days. It's a very small town sort of thing. There was a little set on stage and the whole thing, and I knew I was prepared.
But many people weren't.
They weren't.
And they did not market that as this is going to be a not regular Neil Young show.
Right.
And so at the end, he came and played Cinnamon a couple. Girl and, yeah. and some hits. But people were perplexed.
Livid.
Livid. Yeah.
And how the hell do you go and as you're walking in, all the material is stating what you're going to see.
Right. Yeah.
But in that case, you compare it to like Rob Zombie. We had an interview with Rob Zombie. It was a couple of years ago. I've talked to him a lot of times. But Preston, you said, so what are you going to play? He goes, I'm going to play the hits. People want to hear.
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly.
That's what you come to the concert for.
Real quick before you continue on, Case, a couple texts coming. It says, I saw Jethro Tull in 1999. They didn't play Aqualung.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
I went and saw Bob Dylan, and he didn't play anything.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's a Dylan show, though.
Uh-huh.
Because you'll go to some Dylan shows, and he'll play a ton of hits. And you'll go to other Dylan shows, and you don't recognize one single song. Or he'll play a hit, and you don't recognize that.
He looks like Curly Simon.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm sorry. He did play Tangled Up in Blue, but he completely changed everything.
Yeah. Right.
The tempo, the melody, all of that.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Says, I saw Iron Maiden. They didn't play Number of the Beast, and people booed because of that. Now, how about Pearl Jam, Nick? Because they have a voluminous amount of material. They change up their set list regularly. They go deep all the time. But is there something they're almost guaranteed to play every time?
You'll probably get Even Flow at every show. You know, you'll get Alive at every other show. They'll always go back to 10 stuff. So, I think part of the reason for Pearl Jam, I actually wish bands like U2 would take a page out of Pearl Jam's book because U2's catalog is so vast that I think they could go deeper, and sometimes they stick to more hits for my own personal case.
Or do your purge concerts where you'll do an album in its entirety.
Yeah.
And so you know, and then you can start to clear out inventory because again, artists who do have an extensive library of songs that people want to hear, you're never going to please everyone.
Right.
Right.
But there should be. You know, I'm a huge Genesis fan, but sometimes you'd go and there's stuff I didn't want to hear and that got played and stuff I wanted to hear, especially also when you're dealing with concept album bands where they have 12, 14, 20-minute songs. You know, you play one of those songs, you've eaten up a fourth of the concert.
Yeah. If you go to line two, Matt Cord went to this concert as well, and he said that they didn't play any hits, basically.
All right, Eileen, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Eileen?
I went to see Depeche Mode on Sunday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
People Are People was my favorite song. That's what really got me into them.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not play it.
Did they play some of the hits?
Oh, yeah.
All right. But, like, some of the big ones, I think maybe they did, like, Personal Jesus or something like that.
They played S.O.B.
But
they played Policy of Truth.
Yeah.
Like, Personal Jesus?
They did do that. Did they do Policy of Truth?
Yes.
Okay. Route 66?
Did they do Ministry of Silly Walks?
That's Monty Python. That's a whole other thing. All right, well, thank you. But you really wanted to hear People Are People.
Yeah, that's
People's
and
People.
And that was probably their first, that was their breakout hit, right?
One of the earliest, yeah.
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 People's is people's.
Why can't you see?
People's is people's now. Why can't you see? I'd like that better. Let me go to Mario. Hey, Mario, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up, bud?
Hey, so I went to a Counting Crows concert, and they didn't play Mr. Jones.
So, Mario, you're talking about one of the great banes of my concert-going existence. I love them, and you go to see them, and sometimes even when they play the song you want them to play, it sounds nothing like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible. It wasn't even like the full band. He was with a couple of his other bandmates of like another group he was trying.
They yeah.
We're going to try out some new material. Nobody pays money for that. Nobody pays a concert ticket to go see new material. They want to see from like a side band. You know what I mean?
I think now more than ever, you're probably more likely in the concert arena now to hear the stuff that you want to hear, because now as we talked about, the dynamic changing. The concerts are everything. That's how they're making their money. So if you're not pleasing your concert-going crowd, you're really risking your money take.
And to that end, Nathaniel Rateliff did SOB last night. You know, so the people that were paying to go see them, I just, in my humble opinion, I think they should have done it at a radio show, where, especially for this radio station, where we would have then taken that, archived it, and played it as a part of the radio station for years to come.
Which is a really good point. I think if they probably would have thought about that, they would have done it.
I'm reminded of what Larry the Cable Guy did when we conducted an interview with him. Larry the Cable Guy, we complete the interview. Where if the interview's over, about 10 minutes later, we get a call frantically from Larry the Cable Guy, who said, I didn't do my phrase.
Yeah.
And he came on for just a minute to give us a get her done.
He just goes, get her done.
And who did he call? We talked
back
to Billy Zabka. And at the end of our interview with him, what did he say, Preston?
He goes, screw you, Melon.
Yes!
And he also said, what's the phrase from Karate Kid? Like, no mercy. Yeah, I think it was no mercy and screw you, Melon.
I love it.
Like, boom, you gave us the hits. Thank you, brother.
Speaking of Zach, are you going to check out the Karate Kid stuff? The new...
I've only watched the little teasers and little segments of it, but I need to watch it. It's Karate Kid nowadays from Billy Zabka's Johnny's perspective.
I watched the first two episodes.
How is it?
It really didn't do much for me.
I'm sorry to hear that, because I've heard a couple people say that. It's not enough of... Either way, you know?
But you know what was funny is when he first runs into Ralph Macchio, Daniel Lawrence. Daniel Russo.
T.S. Eliot.
They're having a conversation about
Lawrence.
What had happened 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And to hear it from Joey Lawrence's or whatever, what's his name?
T.S. Eliot.
No. Johnny Lawrence.
Johnny. Yeah. Okay, Johnny, from Johnny's perspective of the Cobra Kai.
He goes, you moved in on my girl. And I'm like, yeah. You did move in on his girl. Now, granted, they were broken up.
And he's a douchebag.
And that's why they broke up. But like, yeah, you moved in on my girl. You new prick, you know, and
you so, new prick,
you new prick.
Are we done talking about concerts?
Well, I wanted to play a little bit of the
Karate Kid concert.
The Karate Kid concert. No, the Nathaniel Rateliff MM archive, because Newman University was there filming. So, you know, all of this stuff is going to be available very, very, very soon.
Yes, Nick.
Well, I just had a question about YouTube, but we can address that later.
All right, hang on. So this is from yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. Never heard this song before.
No, I mean, it's on the
new
album.
Is that Daniel Radcliffe singing?
It's Daniel Radcliffe singing, yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe and the Gryffindor?
Song's called Say It Louder. It's off the new album. It's a good song. I think Daniel... Oh, never mind.
Oh,
Nathaniel
Rateliff. He looks like a guy that comes to our events all the time. He met his wife, if you remember, he met his wife at one of our singles mixers. She's the one who woke up with her hand smelling like his junk the next day. Do you guys remember that?
I do remember, yes. I know them very well.
Yeah, that's who. You don't remember them? That guy?
I don't remember what he looks like.
He looks like Nathaniel Rateliff.
Little portly with a beard.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice. Nick, you too?
Yeah, I mean, they're in town for two shows next week, and they just came off the Joshua Tree tour, and the first show sold out, the second one's not, and I'm really interested to see what U2 fans, and look, if we're moving on, we don't have to talk about this now, but I'm interested to hear what U2 fans think of what those shows are going to be like, if there's a lot of buzz on it, because personally, I haven't heard much, and I have friends who are huge U2 fans, and I think they were more excited about the Joshua Tree tour than they are about this one.
Well, they're following up a very high concept, much touted tour with this. I would say this, they do have so many great songs over so many albums. You're more likely to hear stuff that you've wanted to hear in concert that they haven't played in a while for these two shows than you would have had you gone to a standalone show where they were playing some Joshua Tree stuff.
And I'm psyched because it's indoors, and I'm a bigger fan of shows at the Wells Fargo Center than I am at the Link, and so it'll be no roof, no rock kind of an atmosphere. I'm curious as to how fans will perceive it.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to this show, and that's not like me.
You're a big fan.
I love that band, and the Joshua Tree tour and idea was just like, oh my god, I have to be there. I cannot not be there.
And they're not going to do any Joshua Tree on this,
no,
right?
They're not going to do any, and that's not why I'm not going, but I mean, I just, you know, I spent a lot of money to go to.
Yeah.
I bought three tickets.
And the sound sucks.
And the sound, well, it could have been a little bit better, and the show, I think they do better indoors. I should probably go see this one, but I'm just not.
You're going to see it.
I'm not motivated to do so.
I think you might at the last minute buckle.
You think I might just go?
Because, well, listen, what if they did, like, just replicated what they did in the movie Rattle and Hum? That's one of the greatest concerts ever.
It's unbelievable. That's phenomenal.
And so you're probably going to get something more along that line if you go and see one of these two shows.
But they're gonna focus on some of the newer stuff. They're gonna focus on. I mean, they'll play. You know, probably I would imagine they'll play.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, they'll play Son of a Bitch.
Son of a bitch!
We heard Nathaniel didn't play the song.
Here is a song that a lot of people wanted to hear by Daniel Radcliffe and the Slytherin. It's called Son of a Bitch.
They did. They ended the show last night with a cover of Atlantic City, which was cool. So that was the only cover that they did. Yeah,
really?
Good as hell!
That's a very slow song.
Well, Levon Helm redid it a few years ago, and they did Levon Helm's version of Bruce's song. So it's
a little more upbeat.
Much more upbeat, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so that was fun.
Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Hey.
I've been nothing but a fighter riddle. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
That's pretty much how it goes.
I've heard that rhythm before.
Yeah. He didn't do SOB, but if you want to hear the...
he did Sea Sucker.
No, if you want to hear him mess up the ID, it was pretty fun.
Hi, this is Nathaniel Rateliff.
And Joseph Pope III
from the Night Sweats. And we just want to wish a happy 50th birthday to 90 f***ing So there's a lot of those. There's a lot of those, unfortunately.
For example, we love you, Pittsburgh! MMR's been called a lot of things over the years. Seattle. If somebody doesn't like what I'm playing, but they've never said 90 f***ing
That's awesome. Nice. All right, listen, we got to take a break. And as we do that, I want to direct your attention to our hottie cam as it is still on. And our friends from Cowtown are here this morning. The various Cowtown properties, because you have Cowtown Cowboy Outfitters. And, of course, you have Cowtown Farmers Market, who's been serving up the food, and the Cowtown Rodeo as well.
It's a lot of stuff.
Amy and Kelsey are wearing Cowtown apparel. They are wearing their Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots.
Now, both Amy and Kelsey have commented on how much they love these Daisy Dukes and how comfortable they are.
Nice. So we will take caller number 19. We're going to give you a family four-pack to go. 215-263-WMMR. By the way, Cowtown Farmers Market, open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Tuesdays and Saturdays all year round, rain or shine. They are South Jersey's best flea market. Stop by Saturday, try some food, and enjoy the rodeo at night. Find them online at CowtownFarmersMarket.com. We'll be right back. Hey, gang, it's time to roll up your sleeve for the I Bleed for Preston and Steve Blood Drive, Saturday, June 16th.
We're headed back to the Valley Forge Casino Resort Event Center.
The Red Cross is always in need, especially leading into the summer months. So make an appointment now at WMMR.com. On-site kids activities with Painted Treasure and Aim High Studio, plus Rita's Water Ice and Alex's Lemonade Stand.
As a token of our appreciation for your precious blood, you'll get the newest, freshest, collectible Preston and Steve T-shirt and this year's new pint glass from Window Nation.
And hundreds of donors will be randomly selected to get free tickets to a great summer concert.
Like one of these at BB&T Pavilion, Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie on August 9th, or Godsmack and Shinedown August 26th.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Our 13th annual I Bleed for Preston and Steve Blood Drive.
From the American Red Cross, Penn Jersey Blood Services Region, Valley Forge Casino Resort,
and 93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Let me see. A couple things I wanted to mention. We have Amy and Kelsey who are on our, well, they're on our Cowtown Hottie Cam this morning.
I like what they're wearing.
Yeah, Cowtown Cowboy Outfitters. We've just had a wardrobe change. So the ladies are now showing that to you on the cam. And food today provided by Cowtown Farmers Market. They brought in a ton of stuff. Cheesesteaks, beef pepperoni and cheese pretzels. Roasted pepper and cheese pretzels, mozzarella cheese pretzels.
So, you know what? You would think cheese pretzel.
Oh, right, exactly.
All right, so what's that to that? Then you have the cheese pretzel, and then you have two.
Yeah, that's what you do. And have you tried the sour cream cookies?
I don't want to go there yet.
Baked, no, I have. They're awesome. Chocolate brownies.
All right. Oh, that's going to be the cap. I have not tried that yet, but the cookies are awesome.
Fresh squeezed lemonade and fresh blended strawberry lemonade.
I even ate a pair of Daisy Dukes.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
And it says here, water bottles.
Water bottles.
Wow.
Well, that's a Western term.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. But anyhow, don't forget
I see
that
you got a water bottle there.
We have Philly's, we have Preston and Steve's. Philly's hottest Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots taking place. And the voting is enabled today.
Very exciting.
And we have prizes galore from all these guys that I've mentioned. And that's why the ladies are here this morning. So make sure that you go to PrestonandSteve.com and that you do indeed vote today. So do that. Real quick, I want to do a giveaway. The movie Tag, we have a screening of it on Monday. We have a lot of things coming up. I got to move a lot of product between now and Monday. So this screening is at 7:30 at the Landmark Ritz 5. A lot of people in this movie. Jake Johnson, Ed Helms, Hannibal Buress, Isla Fisher, Rashida Jones, John Hamm, Jeremy Renner. The movie doesn't open until the 15th. Excuse me. So let's take five callers, and we'll put you on that screening list, 215-263-WMMR, and it's on Monday, like I said, 7:30 at the Landmark Ritz 5. Anybody get any feedback from the John Travolta thing last night?
I did not, and I was looking for anybody who'd gone to it.
They said he answered any question.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How much can you bench?
Right. Or what's with that Scientology crap?
Yeah, I don't think they asked that.
It's all a scam. It's a scam. Yeah.
Are you gay?
Yeah. Any question.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyhow, I would love to have been there. That would have been cool.
I mean, it's freaking John Travolta. And again, the movie, out of left field, is getting really good reviews. He's playing John Gotti, the Teflon Don, which is a great story if you're a fan of any sort of mob movie. And, the performance. And his wife, Kelly Preston, is playing Gotti's wife.
Yeah, so hopefully they were cool with everybody, and it was a good experience. But I would like to hear from somebody if they did. All right, let's do the Bizarre File. Here we go.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And this morning, the B-File is brought to you by Scruples Gentlemen's Club. Looking to party with the hottest girls in Bucks County? Then come party with the ladies of Scruples Gentlemen's Club. Enjoy happy hour specials and visit gotscruples.com for more information. We'll begin with this. A guy named Jonathan Lane was arrested and appeared in federal court in Milwaukee to face charges of tampering with a consumer product. He is a former Johnsonville sausage employee accused of placing items in sausage links at the facility in Sheboygan Falls.
What was he placing in the sausage?
Just stuff, and I'll get to that as it's detailed. But Lane is charged with two counts of tampering with a consumer product, and the criminal complaint alleges...
And where are these sausages?
That on two separate...
Where are the sausages?
Separate occasions.
Where are the sausages?
During March...
You said you'd bring me sausages. I don't see no sausages.
Lane.
I want sausages.
Lane.
Sausages are good. Sausages are good.
So Lane placed foreign objects in the sausage links and...
I want sausages.
Okay.
Wow. So that's him on the stand?
That's him, yes. No, Lane placed these into the sausage links. Foreign objects video surveillance determined that Lane placed a cigarette paper in a sausage link. And then he placed a wire connector in a sausage link while the items were on the processing line. Both times the items were removed before the sausage links were packaged. Due to the public risk, though, and his behavior, Johnsonville closed down the operation and discarded all products that they believe could have been effective.
We have a major sausage incident that has taken place.
Lane stated that he planted the piece of paper and wire connector and then each time reported to management that he found them on the food processing line.
Liar!
None of the tampered products left their facilities. Lane admitted his actions led to a risk that the contaminated food could have gotten out in the consumer market, and he stated he knew that his actions could hurt consumers and would cause a company monetary loss. So somehow or another, I guess he was trying to be... trying to gain some praise for finding these things. You know what I mean?
But, I mean, people are worried. They just want to make sure that there's the usual pig scrotums and nails in the sausages. They're not used to having alien elements.
Lane could face a maximum of 10 years imprisonment and $250,000 fine. Yeah, it's
some serious
deal.
Stuff.
Yep. Two Florida teachers are suspected of having sex in a classroom in early May. Justin Pinto was fired and Samantha Weilhide was reassigned to the administrative office.
Everybody, today a new kind of demonstration.
According to a school district reporting document, they said additionally, multiple female colleagues reported that Mr. Pinto made inappropriate comments and or advances toward them during the 2017-18 school year. Pinto was a first-year teacher in the school district.
It'll be my regular Saturday night thing, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was a first-year teacher in the school district and was on probationary status when he was dismissed.
A teacher...
wrote in a May 2nd letter that she was suspicious of what Pinto and Weilhide might be doing in a classroom with the lights off. 2 days earlier, the principal...
I'm suspicious.
The principal, Doug Palo, watched on video as Pinto and Weilhide walked down a school a school hallway.
It'll be my regular Saturday night thing, baby.
So they were sort of overt about it.
Well, listen, so they were walking down the hallway before going to their respective classrooms, and then Palo wrote that as he continued to watch the video, he saw Weilhide leave her classroom at 6:42 a.m. and walk into Pinto's room. He said, when I walked by the classroom door, the lights were out, and I could not see anyone through the window. Principal said when he twisted the classroom doorknob, it was locked, so he unlocked it. He wrote that when he walked into the room, Pinto and Weilhide were in various states of undress. Pinto wasn't wearing a shirt and was pulling up his pants. Weilhide was undressed except for a bra and was sitting on the table.
See, this is very damning because you see the penis and then you don't see it. Then you see it and then you don't see it.
Palo said that when he asked Pinto what he was thinking, he did not respond. Palo wrote that he explained the severity of the situation to Weilhide when he met with her and that she could lose her teacher's certificate. She told the assistant principal that the encounter was the first time she and Pinto had had sex in the classroom. She didn't understand why she was getting in trouble. She said, I'm doing this on my own time and not being paid.
You're in the school building, you moron. Leave, just leave.
But it was
go to a hotel.
It was before school started, so she didn't understand. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wait, class isn't in session. We should be allowed to have an orgy.
Are these two teachers perhaps married to other people? And
they didn't indicate that in the story.
Because I'm just wondering, why do it there? Like, you know, if you were single, then, you know, go somewhere else. But if you're hiding,
you mean to
it,
tell me there's not some place within proximity of the school that you could go do it? Yeah. You go do it in the car?
Yeah, I don't know.
In the car?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I love that guy. I love that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's see. How about this
one? It's great in the video, too. They find him in a closet. He's hunched over her from behind. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be my regular Saturday night thing, baby. Oh, yeah.
All right. You know what? We'll just do one more story here. Usually, you don't expect any questionable phrases to be associated with the church, but a message posted on a church's notice board in Australia has certainly raised some eyebrows. The board at the Surfers Paradise Anglican Church of the Holy Spirit reads, and I quote, Forgiveness is swallowing when you'd rather spit.
Oh.
That's what it says on this is a, it's a surfer's?
Like a marquee.
Church? Is it, did I hear correctly?
Yeah, it's probably in on the coast on or the something coast. Like okay. that. So, but it says, yes, forgiveness is swallowing when you'd rather spit. A spokesman for the church told the Brisbane Times that the sign means swallow your words and think before you say anything.
Sure it does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
After politician John Paul Langebrook shared a photo of the sign on Twitter, it quickly went viral. But they said that that's actually what it means. And there you go. That's what I have for you in the bizarre file. I have a beverage for you. In fact, I've got 24 of them. I'm going to give you a case of our beer of the month, and that is Philly Pale Ale cans. So let's take call number 17 at 215-263-WMMR. Don't forget Yards Brewing Company has been crafting quality ales right here in Philly since 1994. The local favorite, Philly Pale Ale, is now available in 12-ounce and pounders just in time for the summer. Pick up some at North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood. So caller 17 will take care of you. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Royal Blood. Nathaniel Rateliff in the Night Sweats. Tom Kiefer featuring Lizzie Hale.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
MMR. Everything that rocks. 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. That's a C Radio Show. Blood Drive is coming up a week from Saturday. The I Bleed for Preston C Blood Drive is the second largest single day blood drive in these United States. That's how big it's grown over the years. Had no idea it had gotten that big until we just found out officially from the Red Cross. And we can make that number one. Not that you aren't doing a great job as it is, but
yeah.
Why not just go ahead and take that number one spot?
Might as well.
Come and join us and sign up for it. All the details at WMMR.com. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or you can go to redcrossblood.org and get the information there as well. But it's rapidly approaching. It's a week from this Saturday, and it is at the Valley Forge Casino Resort Event Center. And, yeah, we're going to have a good time. Guarantee it. We'll all be there for that. Going to do a lesson question today. We have a family four-pack of tickets to the Elmwood Park Zoo and the Treetop Adventures. And the question this morning is, what is the situation's new nickname? 215-263-WMMR. It was around 7 o'clock that we did this. So what is the situation's new nickname? 215-263-WMMR. If you know, you should call. Love for you to win. Let's do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
And this morning is brought to you by A.D. Moyer, Trex is Engineering. What's next in outdoor living? Visit your Trex experts at A.D. Moyer Lumber. And see how Trex can enhance your outdoor oasis. ADMoyer.com. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, Tommy Lee's fiancée, Brittany Ferland, admitting to TMZ that the couple have already made a few of their own sex tapes. In fact, Ferland says her tapes with the well-hung Lee always include the part after sex in which she has to be retaught how to walk.
Hey!
Kenny Loggins saying he has been approached about recording a theme song for the Top Gun sequel, Top Gun Maverick. Logan says now that Maverick is much older, Highway to the Danger Zone has been updated and renamed Side Roads to the Auto Zone.
Oh, my God.
And finally, Jerry Marin, the world's last living Wizard of Oz munchkin, has passed away at the age of 98. Sadly, Marin's body remained undiscovered for a few days because the cat buried it in the kitty litter. And that's your Hollywood trick.
All right, let's see if somebody knows the answer to this. What is the situation's new nickname? 215-263-WMMR, the number, and I'll go to the phones, and I have Casey, who's on the phone. Hey, Casey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Casey, the situation's new nickname, please.
The footnote.
The footnote. Yeah. You are correct, Casey. Hang on. Let me give you tickets to a very cool thing. Family four-pack to the Elmwood Park Zoo and Treetop Adventures, the only place where you can hand-feed a bison and then ride a zip line over it.
It's really cool.
More information at elmwoodparkzoo.org. Let's get to music news, shall we?
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR. Yeah!
All right, this morning's brought to you by Skull Shaver. Attention, bald guys, shave your head in less than 90 seconds. Say goodbye to nicks, cuts, and scrapes with the all-new Pit Bull from Skull Shaver. Use promo code BALD at SkullShaver.com for exclusive discounts. All right, Let's see what's in music news. It's news to me, too.
Oh, great.
Printer problems?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters' main man Dave Grohl and his mother Virginia are developing and executive producing a documentary series based on Virginia's 2017 book called From Cradle to Stage, in which she interviewed moms of other rock musicians. Dave told Variety, "I'm beyond excited to join in on the next step of my mother's project to explore stories of other musicians who were as fortunate as me, having been raised by such amazing women. Plus, I owe her one," he says.
Did we talk to her? Did we not?
Yeah, we did. When the book came out.
Yeah, she was great.
So now they want to do a documentary, which would be really cool.
I'd be interested, yes.
Yeah, he said, "I'm excited to introduce the viewing public to the strong, loving women who have supported the insistent dreams of their musical sons and daughters. Viewers will join all the mothers around a table when they meet for the first time at a celebratory dinner, where secrets and stories will be shared and compared. For the original book, Virginia spoke with Tom Morello's mother, Mary, R.E.M. singer Michael Stipe's mother, Marianne, Beastie Boys member Mike Diamond's mom, Hester, and numerous others. So I'm not sure exactly when that might be coming out, but that's pretty cool. In other news, Dave and the Foo Fighters pulled a prank on fans Tuesday in Gothenburg, Sweden. At the same venue, remember, he broke his leg. That's where it happened.
Absolutely, yeah.
After falling from the stage 3 years ago, in the opening moments of the show, a fake Dave Grohl came on stage and ran out onto the catwalk, where he promptly slipped and fell into the area between the crowd and the stage. Instead of the freaking the fans out too much, the band kept playing as the real Dave Grohl emerged on stage. So they got a stunt person to come out and do it.
Here's the video. Cool. Should be
yeah,
right.
I haven't seen this yet, but yeah, they've got the band members coming out as they're getting ready to take the stage. You can see the other members of the Foo Fighters. I think Dave, is that Dave in the background holding the phone?
No, the real Dave. You'll see him come out, and the fake Dave comes out in a minute. I think that's a roadie holding the phone.
Okay, somebody's taking a video. So I guess he'll come running out.
Yeah.
Smoke is coming out of the fog machine.
All right, and here comes fake Dave. He's running, heads out. They have a catwalk that goes out in front of the stage, walking out, and he's moving to the side. He's oh,
I mean, a full-on face plant.
Is that up on the website?
It is, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's up on PrestonandSteve.com. And if you were at that show, especially if you're not in the front row and you're a few yards back, no way in hell you'd know that was Dave. Wasn't Dave?
All right, keep this rolling. I want to see when the real Dave comes out. No, keep it going because he's fallen. Yeah. Now. Everybody's stopping. They're seeing what's going on. They're trying to find out what happened. And Dave walks out and he starts playing. That's pretty cool. I love they got a great sense of humor. Dave has a great sense of humor, and they have a lot of fun at their shows. Let me see here. What else I got for you? Green Day and 1234 Go Records are teaming up to release the Blu-ray DVD combo pack and soundtrack of the documentary Turn It Around, the story of East Bay Punk. Green Day partnered with Abramarama Films to help distribute the movie last year in tandem with Green Day's summer North American tour. But in both in theaters and streaming platforms, the members of Green Day are listed as executive producers on the film. Turn It Around is narrated by Iggy Pop, features interviews with all three members of Green Day, plus Rancid's Tim Armstrong, Metallica's Kirk Hammett, The Offspring's Kevin Noodles Wasserman, Dead Kennedy's Jello Biafra, Bikini Kill's Kathleen Hanna, a whole bunch of people. Even Guns N' Roses, you have Duff McKagan. And Davey Havoc from AFI. So they have that coming out down the road. Ozzy Osbourne was given a star on the Walk of Fame at the Vegas Crocus City Shopping Mall in Moscow, Russia last Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
So do they have a Walk of Fame?
Yeah, I guess so.
In Moscow.
At the Vegas Crocus City Shopping Mall.
Dear Mr. Ozzy Osbourne, it's for to be good you're here to see star.
Osbourne autographed the star and said that getting it on Moscow's Walk of Fame was a great honor. Other celebrities who have...
It's great to be here in Las Vegas.
Who have stars on the Walk of Fame include... Robbie Williams, Bradley Cooper.
Oh, in Moscow. Huh.
Robert De Niro, Mila Jovovich.
Now we know who the commies are.
Carlos Santana, Gloria Gaynor, John Cusack. What an interesting group of people.
Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah. Roy
Ladies
Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Gloria Gaynor.
Roy Jones Jr. and Antonio Banderas.
Wow. Ozzy that is an eclectic group.
Yeah, was in Russia for two concerts, and although he is not, he has said that his current world tour may be his last major concert track, he told Russian fans and media prior to the Moscow gig that he would return to the concert.
You'll be rushing to see my concert.
All right, what else I have? Guns N' Roses performed the rare song Shadow of Your Love live for the first time in more than 30 years during their Not in This Lifetime tour stop in Denmark. The one-time B-side has been issued as a lead single for the band's Massive Appetite for Destruction Locked and Loaded box set, which will be released on June 29th. I don't know that song.
No, I don't, but this is why they're clearly pulling out deep cuts of these concerts to excite people into buying this. It's a premium item, this massive collection of their music.
Yeah. Smashing Pumpkins will reportedly release the first single featuring the band's recently reunited almost classic lineup this Friday, titled Solera. That's it. It's taken from the upcoming Pumpkins EP and is the first song from the band in nearly 20 years on which James Iha plays guitar. They're going to perform on the Tonight Show June 11th, by the way. And then one last thing, Bruce Springsteen will make a rare TV appearance when he performs on Sunday at the American Theater Wing's 72nd Annual Tony Awards, which airs on CBS at 8 p.m. live from New York City's Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, well, there you go. He's on Broadway.
He's on Broadway. He'll receive the prize along with this year's other special Tony honoree, John Leguizamo.
Oh, that's great.
Love that guy. And he's being saluted for his ongoing engagement, Springsteen on Broadway, a once-in-a-lifetime theater-going experience for Broadway stage.
We were pointing out yesterday that the cheapest tickets we could find were around $700.
Well, Bruce performs tonight at Manhattan's Walter Kerr Theater, by the way. So he'll be involved if you want to see Bruce in the Tony Awards. And that is what I have for you this morning in music news. Feel better, everyone? Let it all out. All right, let's take a break, come back in a second, and we should get our letter of the day for the Word of the Week prize. Get ready to move out of here and make some way for Mr. Pierre Robert. Amy and Kelsey are on our hottie cam right now. It is our Daisy Dukes and Cowboy Boots hottie cam. If you would like to take a look right now, go ahead, because they're only here for a few more minutes. Courtesy of our friends at Cowtown Cowboy Outfitters and Cowtown Rodeo and Cowtown Farmers Market, too.
Yeah, I'm thrilled that these places exist because a lot of people have emailed and have gone and checked it out and do enjoy it. So I got to get over there.
We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
WMMR's live stream. Our daily programming available anytime, anywhere on your desktop, tablet, smartphone, or open the new MMR skill with Alexa. Great sound quality and the occasional bonus song. Nice.
Still a great song to listen to, man. Fellow Black Days, some Soundgarden on 93.3 WMMR. It's Everything That Rocks, 43 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock on a Thursday. We're on the cusp of a weekend, friends.
Yeah.
Getting closer and closer. Tomorrow's going to be a big day. I'll get to some of the details of what we have coming up in just a little bit. Some thank yous are in order for today's program. I want to thank our ladies Amy and Kelsey for being here. They had to take off. They're done. The show is over just about. And they were here in conjunction with Cowtown Cowboy Outfitters and Cowtown Rodeo and the Cowtown Farmers Market. And they are wonderfully helping sponsor the Philly's Hottest, Daisy Dukes and Cowboy Boots. And we have $1,000 cash from the Outfitters and and the Rodeo as well that our winner is going to get. And over $1,000 in jewelry and gift cards from Steven Singer Jewelers, professional photo shoot by Allison Dunlap Photography as well. I got an email from a girl in the contest named Ashley.
Yeah.
She's an actual, she's a barrel rider.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she rides at the Cowtown Rodeo.
Oh, that's cool.
So she's entered in the contest, which is pretty cool. So she's a badass cowgirl, like the real deal, man.
It's impressive stuff.
Yeah. My friend's sister was a barrel rider, and we used to go watch her. It's crazy, man. It's, it's speed and danger, and it's wild.
I grew up with a girl who I had no idea. I mean, listen, I grew
was your sister.
No. I grew up with a girl. I knew she was my sister.
Okay.
No, but this girl who grew up on my street, two blocks down. So I grew up in like suburban, you know, whatever. She lives now in North Carolina and does rodeo.
Does that?
I assume it's a barrel rider, but
there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Well, I mean, there's roping.
Look, and there's the rocking and
bull riding and, yeah. and broncos, you know, bucking broncos and things like that. So there's a lot. In fact, we have a cowboy in here right now. Cowboy Nick.
Cowboy Nick.
Get over on this microphone, yeah, yeah. Nick. We haven't had a chance to say hi to you. He's originally, or he's from South Dakota, originally from Nebraska.
Nebraska.
That's yep. correct. And yep. now I was asking him off air, I'm like, you a bull rider? No. What's your official term, your official job?
Bullfighter.
Bullfighter.
Oh.
Which is
boxing.
Not like in Spain where you yeah. see, you know, matadors and things like that. It's essentially what the rodeo clown's job to get the bull away from the rider. And that's what Nick does.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
yes.
Yeah. And he was, you were hurting. You had a little run in not that long ago, right?
Yeah, I got kicked and then kicked against a fence, broke my nose and split my chin open.
All right. Like wow.
What goes into that? Do you train for that? Do you practice? What happens?
Yeah. Yep. Training. A lot of faith. Faith in the man above.
And, but are you dressed as a clown? Because a lot of the guys are clowns who do that, right?
Yeah. I mean, come out Saturday night, I'll look a little bit different. I kind of don't go the traditional route where I have full face, like makeup.
Yeah.
Baggies. It's kind of like the skirt thing. I might even wear like long ones where a big old Wrangler patch on the back.
Right.
And then go out and kind of be entertainment, really.
Right.
Very okay. nice. And you wow. you protect. That's good.
Wow. Well, yeah. Those things weigh. They're like 1,500, 2,000 pounds?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that there. Range?
Yeah, it depends. Yeah. Depends on the rodeo. You know, you get some like lighter ones, 1,200, and then some bigger ones that are up to 2,000.
Little teeny 1,200 pounds.
Yeah, a little teeny 1,200 pounder.
1 ton of animal coming at you.
Stepping on your ankle and busting yeah. your leg off. Wow. That's crazy stuff. And are you... you performing this weekend or you
yes.
get okay
yep I was here last Saturday. I'll be here this Saturday and then I fly back to South Dakota. Got a few rodeos throughout the Midwest and then okay. I'll be back again late July.
All right. And this, nice. Is what, this is what you do full time?
This yep.
Wow, man.
Pretty much.
What's the life expectancy? And by that I don't mean
yeah,
dying.
I
mean, how long can you keep doing what you do? Into what age?
Some guys go into their 40s, other guys quit I mean,
early, that day, it, the
it,
first day.
Yeah, yeah. It depends on the injuries.
There are some guys who are dead are still doing it, Preston.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You can't hold them back.
I mean, have there been people that have been killed?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. 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 Yep. Yep. It's like driving. You kind of yeah. got, you know what you got to do to get by. And honestly, I think people are harder to read than animals. I mean, those bulls have kind of telltale signs of what they're going to do, where they're going to go.
Right.
Every once in a while, you know, they'll still trip you up, and that's kind of part of the business.
Kind of like Mike Tyson's punch out a little bit, right? You know,
yeah.
the guys will like wink when they're about to punch and you just have to know when and how to get out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yep. It'd be less impressive though if you were corralling an accountant.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be much more difficult.
It's going to break left. Yeah.
We went to a ranch a couple of years ago out in Wyoming, my son and I did. And so there was one thing where we had to do and they tied a ribbon onto the tail of these calves, not very big, mind you, and you had to get in there and you had to try and get the ribbon off the tail.
Did you
and
do
there
it?
Were several of them running around in there. Dude, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
These are baby cows. Mm-hmm. And they're terrifying because they're bigger than you.
Yeah.
And one little move and, you know, you're going to break something? I mean, didn't think I was going to die, but yeah. I thought I was going to get hurt or something like that.
They do something over in Africa where they have you nut tap a gorilla.
And, oh, yeah.
And it's
go like, ahead.
It's really dangerous.
It's a lot of dangerous activities out there.
It's fun.
Yeah, here you go.
Well, thank you, Cowboy Nick.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate you coming by here. He's from Brookings, South Dakota, representing Cowtown
yeah!
Rodeo.
Yeah.
Thank Yeehaw. You. Is that what you're trying to say? Or is that just, yeah?
You're who?
Yeah to that boy.
I did.
Okay.
Did a full nice. On yeah.
None of but yeah.
None of but yeah!
Wait, are we not done talking to him?
I just had one
okay,
question.
Okay, go ahead.
How come you have creases in your shirt?
It just looks nice. It's kind of a professional thing. That
because I've noticed cowboys and some country singers will put creases in their jeans, which I find strange.
It's different from when you were in the rodeo circuit.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. We didn't do that when I rode the bucking bronco. Just curious. All right. That's all.
It just looks nice. He likes
it looks
it.
Nice.
It looks nice. There might be another purpose, but, you know, I don't know that.
All right. Well, this is your homework assignment.
Okay.
All
I
right.
can do that.
Get on that horse and ride, cowboy.
Will
all
do.
Right. All right. How you doing, Pierre?
I'm going to rope me a steer and kiss me a pretty girl.
Yeah.
That's his fallback signature statement.
I love that when I do that.
God, I'm so entertaining.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Wow. Oh, I have a Kathy question.
Yes, sir.
There's massive traffic from Bala Cynwyd going towards King of Prussia. Is that westbound on Schuylkill Land?
Yes, that would be westbound.
From King of Prussia, it's like one gigantic line.
Okay.
What's causing that?
I didn't know, but I would warn people against going westbound on the Schuylkill Expressway.
How far down does it come this way?
It
starts at City. He's right.
Oh. It starts at City, and it looks like it's all the way up to King of Prussia.
It is. It's pretty much stopped.
It's bad.
It's at Conshohocken.
Whoa.
So.
So that's bad.
We'll all have to find another way home.
Yes,
so,
we will.
Keep that in mind.
Thanks,
and,
Pierre.
That's my pleasure. It's what I'm doing. I'm your eye in the sky.
Good to know.
And a cowpoke. And a hunter.
Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
late night last night, Pierre?
Yeah. You bet, Presbo.
Uh-huh.
And I liked your discussion on the different songs and, you know, bands that don't play the songs you want to hear. And it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah.
You know, regarding the session with Nathaniel yesterday, it was interesting because the last time the Dropkick Murphys did a session for us, we've known them for a long time, so I just thought they'd be open to doing anything. So I said, hey, in the green room before, I said, would you guys do The Seasons Upon Us? It'd just be really fun to have the Christmas song, even though it was summertime. And they go, no, we're not going to do that. No, it wouldn't make any sense at all. And then they did nothing but new stuff except for Rose Tattoo. So you just never can tell. And I asked, as Nick mentioned, I asked Nathaniel afterwards. He goes, well, we did it on our first radio tour the first year it came out. It's been out for 3 or 4 years now. So we tend to not do it in the radio concerts. But we did do it, of course, on stage in the big show.
Right. You know, another extension of that conversation would be a friend of mine and I got into it because she went to a show and the singer of the band started going off on some kind of their stance on an issue.
Yes.
And she didn't like that and like almost wanted her money back in the whole thing. And so that might be a discussion down the road a little bit. Because sometimes, you know, you ought to know who you're going to see. And if they are going to go into some kind of a diatribe of some sort, you really can't let that get to you if you know ahead of time.
You can never tell because artists are always writing about things. Like CSNY a couple of years ago went out and it was a very anti-George W. Bush, anti-Iraq war tour. And I was standing behind these two guys that one was liberal and one was conservative and they were arguing with each other during the thing. And somebody yelled out, play some classic thing like Ohio, which is a massive protest song in and of itself.
Right.
So these are tough things.
Yeah, they are.
It's not a perfect world, which is why we're here to try to embrace each other and kiss.
Wow.
Kiss.
To somebody, your prince.
Yeah.
I have a very simple thing that's to get the letter of the day from you.
Ready?
Kiss.
Kristen and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, and the Preston and Steve show brought to you today by the letter...
Kiss.
M as in Mother May I.
All right, and we have an Omaha Steaks gift pack, and that includes 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 8 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 chicken fried steaks, and much more. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter code WMMR in the search bar to buy your own holiday package. We will give that away tomorrow. I'm sure you got some good stuff on today's show, sir.
Good stuff. More tickets for Phil Lesh coming to Festival Pier. I've got wonderful blocks, including a block of Tom Petty and Smashing Pumpkins. And they're a 3-piece. They're from Canada.
Rush? Triumph?
Rush. Yes, Rush will be on in the workforce blocks. And I have a great archive selection from the Mann Music Center in 1987. Greg Allman. We have live Greg Allman doing an Allman Brothers song, which is way cool.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
I got to take this moment to thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. The Preston and Steve Show happens to run on Dunkin'. Also brought to you by Winter Airport Parking, the 2017 Reader's Choice Award winner from the Philadelphia Inquirer, and French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville with everything you need for the great outdoors. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else? Busy day on tomorrow's program. Sean Wayans will be in our studio. From your Philadelphia Super Bowl champion Eagles, Rodney McLeod and Trey Sullivan are stopping by.
Very nice.
And we also have comedian Tony Roberts in the studio tomorrow. So it's going to be a busy one, and we like it that
and
way.
And a motivational speaker, too.
Who's that?
Tony Roberts.
That's Tony Robbins.
Oh.
That's it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day.
I love when I do that.
We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Hey, pal, I'll be nice to leave your name out of this one. How about you stop being jealous of my wife's tickle bitties? Love, Brian.
Next message.
So, it's my birthday today, and I'm really excited, and I'm turning 36, and the only thing I want is a Just Like a Ronnie said, Just Like a Ronnie said, be my little baby.
Next message.
It's June, and I'm moving in 20 days. So I packed all my sweaters. It's 59 degrees.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.